The Justin Clark Show.
Guess who is driving the 103.1 The Wolf, our sister country station, Cadillac Escalade?
Lurch.
This is Lurch coming to work today. He pretended like he exploded his other car. And he said, can I borrow the 103.1 The Wolf Cadillac?
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on Florida Man Radio. April's Veteran of the Month from Florida Man Radio.
Attention, Florida Man Radio. My name is Cameron Lucas of Umatilla, and I'm a United States Army veteran. I was nominated to be Florida Man Radio Veteran of the Month. I spent 8 years in the United States Army attached to the 82nd Airborne Division. I started my own HVAC business, and I now volunteer in my local community to help out veterans who cannot afford AC work. Thank you, Florida Man Radio, for supporting veterans.
Thank you to all the vets and active military serving our country. Powered by TrueLeave.com.
I'm personal injury attorney John Dill. You may have heard attorneys advertising about their success rate. It's important to find out that attorney's personal experience in the courtroom. I've tried more than 200 civil jury trials and recovered more than 200 million in jury verdicts. If you want a trial lawyer, get the real deal. Offices, Orlando.
Get the real deal, John Dill.
Indoor baseball, anyone?
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm jumping in with my clothes on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Not no. On this day in 1871, President Ulysses Grant signed a series of laws allowing the federal government to crack down on a rising threat, the Ku Klux Klan. Following the Civil War, the ratification of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments sought to protect former slaves and forbade individual states from disenfranchising Americans based on skin color. The movement to block black people from voting then went underground. Founded in 1865 by a group of Confederate vets, the KKK rapidly grew from a secret fraternity to a paramilitary force bent on reversing the federal government's policy of Reconstruction. Local chapters were formed throughout the country, especially in the South. Members terrorized, often killed, anyone promoting equal rights. To stop the mayhem, Congress passed the Third Force Act, and President Grant signed the law allowing the U.S. Army to combat the Klan and any other group trying to deny voters' rights. The president was even granted the power to suspend habeas corpus in the effort and indefinitely detain those accused of perpetrating violence. Within days, 9 counties in South Carolina were placed under martial law. Thousands were arrested. In 1882, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled it was unconstitutional for the federal government to use military force to enforce local election laws. Now, that decision directly led to Jim Crow and other schemes that denied black Americans voting rights. Without federal intervention, the Klan rose up again and was active until the 1960s. And here's something else you might not know. 150 years later, the KKK remains alive in America. According to the Anti-Defamation League, there are 42 different chapters in 22 states, membership estimated at 8,000 fanatics. The state with the highest number of self-identified Klan members remains the same as the day President Grant signed the law that federal troops would take down the Klan. It's Mississippi. Back after this. Are you looking for your next investment? Bill O'Reilly here. There are 7 reasons to look at the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts of 10% annualized. Bonuses to 21% targeted. They strategically locate in lower risk, high demand areas people want to move to. New construction is short on supply. Real estate affords diversification and safety from stock market risk. Their short and long-term strategy provides for steady returns right now. NRIA is an industry leader with a 15-year proven track record. So, if you've been sitting on the sidelines or want to diversify, start your due diligence at NRIA.net. Or you can call 800-800-1414. That's easy. 800-800-1414.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs. WOTWHD3, Windermere. WCLB, Valparaiso. Florida Man Radio. Florida Man Radio. The views and opinions on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
The governor of Minnesota has declared a state of emergency, and he has requested that other states send in extra law enforcement personnel.
Is your handiwork?
I guess.
See you in 3 hours.
Live from the deep recesses of the American psyche, where nerve endings explode into electrifying reality.
Hurry! Verdict. This morning, Derek Chauvin's fate is in the hands of the jury. Deliberations are set to resume after Monday's high-stakes closing arguments.
This wasn't policing. This was murder.
Prosecutors reminded jurors that George Floyd was pinned under Chauvin's knee for 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
When he was unable to speak, the defendant continued. When he was unable to breathe, the defendant continued beyond the point that he had a pulse. Beyond the point that he had a pulse.
Come on, everybody.
Chauvin took off his mask, and his attorney presented his case for almost 3 hours.
Do not let yourselves be misled. The 9 minutes and 29 seconds ignores the previous 16 minutes.
Wow. Don't let the newscaster explain one side of the case and not explain the other. He mentions the prosecution, then mentions what the prosecution case is about. When he goes to the defense, he just says they're defending. You could never get fair coverage on a story like this. It's not available, I don't think. I'm listening. I'm watching, man.
That Mr. Floyd died because his heart was too big. And the truth of the matter is that the reason George Floyd is dead is because Mr. Chauvin's heart was too small.
After almost a year of anger,
learned on the corner about the school of hard knocks. Found out his rap could be his salvation.
Including drug use and an underlying heart condition, but the prosecution had the final word in it.
In the end, she'll show. Come on.
Reminded jurors that George Floyd was pinned under Chauvin's knee for 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
Now that you tune them in, you know what I mean. People call him up, discussing everything. Love him or hate him, he's gonna have
the verdict. This morning, Derek Chauvin's fate is in the hands of the jury. Deliberations are set to resume after Monday's high-stakes closing arguments.
This wasn't policing. This was murder.
Prosecutors reminded jurors that George
I'm looking,
Floyd was picked.
Right, like you are. That's a newscast? Or is that a propaganda piece for prosecution? I didn't hear anything in the coverage, did you, about a man is innocent until proven guilty. The defendant who did not take the stand, it should be reported, keeps the presumption of innocence. A lie also perpetrated right there in the middle of the summation was that he was held for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. He wasn't held for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. He fought. He tried to get loose. He tried to aggress against officers for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. Why was he put in restraint? Because he couldn't restrain himself.
Then there's Chauvin's knee for 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
When he was unable to speak, the defendant continued. When he was unable to breathe.
When he was unable to speak, why did he have to be silenced? When he was unable to move, why did they have to come to the scene and restrain him? That's the real question. What they did with him was the best they could do. You're trying to control human behavior. You can't do it with an algorithm. You can't do it on a computer screen. And there's no perfect way to restrain a violent, drug-addled, crazy man who wants to hurt you. You're the law, and he wants to hurt you. You're the law. He's cursing you out. You're the law. He doesn't obey one instruction. Derek Chauvin, no cop, should have this assignment. This is a lousy assignment. This is the human bottom of the barrel. When you're George Floyd and you're a danger to society at large, of course, all those years in prison, his history of violent criminal behavior, that's not enough. When they come to get George, he's a danger. You, George, made yourself a danger. Are you listening down there? I'm sure it's down there. There's no way George is up there. You don't go up there putting a gun into the belly of a pregnant woman. That's all I keep reminding myself. Who is George Floyd? The vicious animal who almost killed a pregnant woman, went to prison, and had to be rounded up in full criminal furor, right? He's passing the bad money. F you to the cops. MF you to the cops. I'm not getting out of the car. You want me out of the car? Take me out of the car. I'm not showing you my hands. Wow. Wow. There is no way that Derek Chauvin could have brought in his man. His man refused to be brought. When you refuse to be brought, you take the consequences. Yes, officer, I surrender. I'd like a lawyer. Yes, sir, I'd like a lawyer. Try it. Now, you know, what you try is MF, F-U, MF, kicking, screaming, punching, and lunging. Got to get the facts. You can't get that. No more can you defend the American media at large. The American media at large right now is disserving the American people. They don't present both sides. That's a given. But the way they twist it and the amount of anger that they will arouse in people, that's what they're there for. The media will judge itself tonight on the verdict. Can't wait to see how this verdict is reported when
defendant
it comes.
Continued beyond the point that he had a pulse, beyond the point that
yeah,
he
see
had-
right there, it's summation. You can't object, but that statement's not true. There's no proof, allegation at all that the police officer would know his pulse. His pulse. He's a violent threat to the officer's safety. First and foremost, that's what George Floyd was.
Pulse.
After the prosecution's nearly two-hour presentation,
Mr. Nelson, you may close for the defense.
Chauvin took off his mask, and his attorney presented his case for almost 3 hours.
Do not let yourselves be misled. The 9 minutes and 29 seconds ignores the previous 16 minutes and 59 seconds.
So I just wanted to make sure. the reporter, the biased, right, reporter, the slanted reporter, the propaganda reporter, gives a summary of the prosecution, not a word about the defense. Why don't you say out loud, innocent till proven guilty? Why don't you say out loud what their theory of the case is? Easy to do that. Your boss would kill you. Your boss would never let you tell the truth about this case as a journalist. That's what we have to remember. When we watch you, we know your boss at NBC would never let you report the case fairly, a little bit from each side. Now, the prosecution, you team up with, you summarize. The defense, you keep your mouth shut and say nothing. Wow. You call that what? Fair reporting? No. You call that complete reporting? No. You call it commonplace today with the liberal media? Yes.
This was an authorized use of force.
He's being generous right there. Authorized. George Floyd, the angry animal, the violent animal, the enemy of the people, the enemy of society, the man. Keep reminding yourself, who's George Floyd? Put a gun, right? Went to prison for putting a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman. Cocked the hammer and said, I will kill you and the baby unless you give us what we want in the house, which was stuff to bring to the pawn shop to get drugs. Shaking down pregnant woman's house with a gun and an accomplice, the two of them. That's who's on the ground. That's who, I have to say, as an American citizen, not worried. Have no concern when a violent animal criminal is in the clutches of the police and they got to tighten their clutches. That's good. Let the word go out. You won't bum rush the cops. Now, no matter how big you are or how much angel dust or crystal meth you have in your system, doesn't matter. None of it matters. Your behavior matters. Your behavior is so wrong, you got yourself killed. Such a moron that while he's on your neck, you are still fidgeting, pushing. You never said, I surrender. Just say you surrender. Throw down all opposition. Just submit. Submit and surrender. The law has that right. The law has the right to tell you to shut up, be still, wear these handcuffs, get in the car. I don't care what city. I don't care where you go to Alaska. We go down to Key West. Same thing. The law has the right to subdue you. The law has the right to take you from the street and stop you from moving, from aggressing at all. Yeah. So that's not being said in the media coverage of the trial. The media wants you to hate the cop and punish the cop because the criminal was unmanageable. The criminal was uncontrollable. So they want you to bash the cop. I would like to hire 20 more like him and say, get in there and kick ass. Bang their skulls against the ground if you have to. But force them to obey the law. Force them into a peaceful neighborhood even when they hate it. Even when they hate you. We got more guns than you. You will obey the law. Comes before you. You don't matter next to the law. You're just one criminal. The law is what matters. The law is what we use. We're the people who don't commit crimes. We use the law as a weapon against you, a criminal. You get hurt, no problem. You die because you wouldn't surrender, no problem. No problem. Your job was to surrender and you'd be alive. Your job is to invoke your Fifth Amendment, invoke your representation by counsel, and get alive into the car. you don't want to be alive. You can't blame the rest of us for having a good police force that polices your behavior, polices your body, polices your movement.
Unattractive as it may be. And this is reasonable doubt.
The defense insisted Floyd died from many factors, including drug use and an underlying heart condition. But the prosecution had the final word in its rebuttal.
You were told, for example, that Mr. Floyd died. That Mr. Floyd died because his heart was too big. And the truth of the matter is that the reason George Floyd is dead is because Mr.
Is George Floyd. George Floyd got himself killed, which I love the idea that you're out there in a crime-ridden neighborhood, you trip the tripwire, the good guys come, and their job is to slam you down. Their whole job is to blow the whistle and say, crime stops here on this spot right now, and the criminal stays under the boot. The criminal who's fighting, the criminal who's resisting, the criminal who doesn't take any instruction on site. You tell them, step out of the car. Step out of the car. They say, let me see your hands. Why? Because criminals kill cops all the time. Criminals get the drop on rookies, on an officer who's been out there all day. It's the end of a shift. They're not as on top of it. And in a split second, walk up to the door of a domestic abuse call, and Kevin Valencia is dead in 10 seconds. And you go to Seattle, you'd be burying cops. You go to New York City, you're burying cops. You bury cops all over America. The great people that make neighborhoods have a violent defense of their own. Thank God the police officer has a gun to go against the drug dealer's gun. That's what we want. A lot of weapons on the cops. A lot of choices. The cops should be able to get even George Floyd, the monster, oversized, angry, drug-fueled monster that he was. They need more tools. They need tools of intimidation. They don't need tools of how you doing, we're here to police. They need intimidation tactics. They need, you see, good people love intimidation tactics. We sit there and love when criminals get rousted. When the cops get nasty with criminals, yank them out of cars, call for the tow truck and get the car off the street, get the guy arrested tonight, get him in the tank. That's policing, moving these animal cockroaches from the streets of innocent people, elderly African-American women, elderly African-American men in every one of these drug crime-addled neighborhoods. The over 65 crowd watches the rape, the drug dealing, the flashing of the gun, because when no cops are around, then it's Donnybrook. Then they walk around like they're Black Bart in the old saloon back in the old West. They're just taking it over because they got the weapon. They got the big braggadocio, drug dealer image when they go down the street to tough guys. They got a little entourage of other drug addicts with them. I mean, what do we want? We want him shot dead on the street. Don't ask us what we want. What we want, you can't do. We'd sit at the window and pick these bastards off and assassinate them one at a time, and we would invite the families out to take a look at the dead bodies. We go out there with our weapons, the vigilantes in the day, and say, look, we took care of who just tried to rape your daughter. We saw the attempted rape. We saw the beating that this animal over here put on an elderly person going shopping at the supermarket. They see a little 75-year-old man hobbling with a cane, and he's headed to the food store. And it's the ghetto, so not everybody's swiping cards in kiosks. The little old man has got a little $20 bill, a couple of 20s maybe. He's going to go in there and get some food for himself. And then the animal, the George Floyd-inspired animal, lifelong criminal, you know, violent at the drop of a hat, angry at the whole damn society. Right. They come along. What do you think they do to the old man? Punch, kick, and beat him into the ground senseless. Leave him bloody. Walk away. Go buy drugs with his food money. Now, who doesn't want a ferocious crackdown on that crowd? What senior citizen or young mother doesn't see this every day? So if they would report the rest of the story, I think we'd have a different opinion. I think people would see this case differently. They would say, whoa, we have that in our town. They should clean that up. Wow. Yeah, no, it's right downtown near the railroad tracks, right near City Hall. You know, when they say on the other side of the tracks, yeah, there is another side of the tracks. Get in there, clean it up. Beat them into the asphalt. Do what you have to do. It's human beings that they're holding captive. There are good people punished, killed, raped, and maimed by the George Floyd lifestyle. Jail, drugs, and violence. Yeah. Somebody has got to speak up for our side. We're the lawful people. We hire the police and train the police and give them resources to do their job. We love when they step on the neck of a threat in the neighborhood. That's where the threat to the neighborhood belongs, under the boot of a police officer. The word is surrender, surrender, submit. You are under the law, brother. You submit to the law is over you. You matter less than the law, brother George. Yeah. The time for you to think your life was precious was before you became a violent criminal.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
The Shannon Burke Show.
Good news, Bubba. Short shorts are coming back.
Oh, Daisy Dukes?
Yeah. The shorter, the better. This is women saying this, not men.
Nice. Oh, good.
What do you mean? If they want short shorts, you got to give them the short shorts.
You got it.
Like, you look so funny in some short little nut hugger type, you know. Oh, God. Long ass, white, hairy legs, just black hair, just billowing out of there.
Tennis, anyone?
The Shannon Burke Show.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show,
Mornings. Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during prime PM drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit FloridaManRadio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now, the Emerald Coast.
Hey, it's Shannon Burke. Looking to refinance your mortgage or buy a new home? You need to call my friend Dan O'Brien at Emerald Mortgage. Dan has 22 years of experience and access to the largest wholesale lenders in the country. He will find you the absolute best rate. 30-year rates are at historic lows, so refi and save hundreds to pay off your credit cards or buy that new home with a super low payment. Call Dan today at 407-468-6429. It's 407-468-6429 or Emerald Mortgage Partners.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Adams. You looking for an affordable AC? Call Brian and his team at Four Seasons AC. They are so quick to respond. In fact, if you call them today at 407-295-9231, they will be out at your house in 24 hours or less. I've used them in my home, and I'm using them in my new home that I'm about to purchase. So give them a ring today. 407-295-9231. That's 407-295-9231. Or at 4acnow.com. That's 4acnow.com. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
Hey guys, newsflash. Having a hairy nutsack is no longer in style. Hey, it's Shannon Burke, and Manscaped has hooked me and my boys up with their perfect package 3.0 kit. Right now, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. You heard me. 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Guys, trim your junk safely. And for God's sakes, use a different trimmer for your face. I use it. I love it. And so will you and your woman. 20% off with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Hey, homeowners. Yeah, you. Being a homeowner is exciting, isn't it? You know what's not exciting? Electric bills in Florida during the summer. Unless you go solar with IQ Power Solar. What's stopping you? You are paying monthly anyway, so you can either keep wasting money every month on the electric bill, or you can invest in your home and pay a little bit less every month while you work toward owning your solar. High government incentives and super low interest rates won't last long. Now is the time to go solar. Call IQ Power Solar at 407-585-1018 or visit IQPowerSolar.com. License and insurance.
Honey, I think I have a fever.
Oh no, are you sick?
Nope, I've got spring fever, so we are heading to Premier Couples Superstore.
Indulge in spring fever at Premier Couples Superstore with the largest and newest selection of lingerie, clubwear, and novelty items. Premier Couples Superstore has what you want. 5009 South Orange Blossom Trail or shop online at premiercouples.net. Premier Couples Superstore, because a couple that plays together stays together.
Premier Couples Superstore takes you where you want to go.
Did you sunbathe with your mask on again?
Oh, no! I should have gone to Gatorland. When it comes to fun in the sun, you can't beat all the amazing animals, shows, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Plus, Florida residents get in for $14.99 through the end of April. Visit Gatorland.com.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio. Powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Come on, everybody, it's Healing Teal. Come on, everybody, it's Teal.
Come on, everybody, it's Healing Teal. Come on, everybody, it's Teal.
When you heard that, what was your reaction then?
Well, I thought it was the defense's desperate attempt to distract us further.
Little lip service there to the other side, right? A little lip service. Yeah. We mentioned the other side exists, but let's face it, the other side, right, Mr. Crump? Corrupt, criminal, conspiracy, racist. Nothing's changed since 1860, right, Mr. Crump?
Come on, everybody, a deal. Come on, everybody, a deal.
Mr. Crump, I wanted to get your take on the reporting out of the courtroom after the closing yesterday. Judge Cahill chastising Congresswoman Maxine Waters and other public officials for their comments on the case. When you heard...
Oh, watch. He's not going to play the Maxine Waters soundbite.
Well, I thought it was the defense's desperate attempt...
Hold on! How are you not saying that she told people to be violent? This woman in Congress, Maxine Waters, you may have heard the name, but honestly, if you've never heard her name, good for you. You don't want to follow these people too closely because, honestly, are they really worth all this time? Occasionally, they step out and are like way over the top. Now, but over the top, bring it, sister. Ask for street confrontation. She said, if this verdict doesn't go right, get in the street and make noise. Get out there. Get in their face. This was the woman, what was it, 5 or 6 months ago? She's, or even longer, a year ago. She gave people the signal, walk up to your political opposition at a restaurant and start a fight. This is the woman who started with that. Walk up to people at their tables and say, do I see a Trump sticker on you? Do I see a Trump hat? And start up with them, confront them in public. So Maxine Waters is calling for a riot tonight or whenever these deliberations conclude if she doesn't get what she wants. Now, he's right to bring it up in news coverage. But shame on Craig Melvin there on NBC. You don't say her words and put them out there for Crump the dump over here. He always looks like he's got to go. It looks like when you get Benjamin Crump to any building, the first thing he's going to ask for is, where's the men's room? He sounds like a guy who's always got to go. But whatever. You know, that's his style. He's got a way about him. Reminds some people of Good. I've been seeing him for too long. I see him on TV trying to get black people angry at white people. It's the Al Sharpton role. Don't you know, as a black person, you're supposed to hate white people? Don't you know that? It's terrible. Crump was the guy who started with the Trayvon Martin case. Trayvon was as guilty as sin. George did nothing wrong. Guilty as sin. A thug. An absolute violent. He reached for a gun at somebody else. You grab somebody else's gun? Yeah, so that's Benjamin Crump, right? Benjamin Crump is all about racism, race war, racial conflict, racial unrest, racial damages, reparations, the deep scars that America has put on his... Wow. So what has that got to do with George Floyd? George Floyd didn't go to law school like you, did he, Crumpy? Right? If George Floyd would have done what Mr. Crump did, get an education, go get himself a respectable profession. Oops, did I say that about the law?
Track us further. The jurors have been given the instructions to only pay attention.
What are instructions? What are instructions? I am sick of this. I'm tired of it. It's disrespectful. Yeah. Instructions? Dude. That's the level that we're playing out here. This is the level of competence. This is we're supposed to entertain this. We're supposed to listen to this. Yeah. You're making it very difficult, Crumpy.
To the evidence that happens in the court of law.
The evidence that happens in the court of law. Wow. Okay. Just to make sure we know what we're dealing with here. I don't want to be generic. I want to be specific to exactly what's being said and who's saying it. So, very good, Crumpy.
And not to watch TV and watch the news. And I believe the jurors are following the instructions of the court. And the only thing I will say is...
What about Maxine Waters? Was the question calling for physical violence and physical confrontation? To take it out of nice language, she's inciting a riot.
It further demonstrates this notion of two Americas, because I have never seen when a black person is on trial for murder, anybody
cares. Can you imagine a statement like this being made by someone else about the color of their skin? This, a total free pass, black equals victim. Total free pass. Where's the journalism? Where is anybody with factual data to shove in this man's face that there are 10,000 plus police contacts with citizenry every year? Cases like this currently are averaging 2 a month. 10,000 of these contacts take place. Most of the contacts are what? Bad neighborhoods. Poor neighborhoods, about violence on sidewalks, violence in front of homes, pistol whippings, drug deals gone bad, murders, shootings, blood, bullet casings. That's why we love cops. What are we going to do with criminals and guns and dead grandmothers and dead babies and bullet holes in strollers when a neighborhood turns on the children and the elderly because it's drug-addled? George Floyd was drug-addled. He chose to get himself so deep into drugs that he was a violent menace on the street. And the lion tamer, excuse me, police officer, that's the last line of human defense. After we don't have police officers to call, then I guess find the person in the crosshairs and do away with them. you're making it impossible to be policed. Maybe we do get rid of police. I said it the other day, roll in posse comitatus. The only reason we have a law in America that you can't use the military to clean up a disgusting neighborhood, there's only one reason. Because during Reconstruction, the Southern slave owners went to the Congress and said, you can't use the military to make us end slavery. Using the military to end slavery was legitimate. There's nothing wrong with turning the American armed forces on organized enemies that threaten innocent civilians. That's their job, whether they're doing it in Germany or they're doing it on the southern border or they're doing it in George Floyd's neighborhood. It's protecting innocent people. So when they throw out posse comitatus, tell them to drop dead when they say that to you. Say, what are you, stupid? Didn't you look up where posse comitatus comes from? Do you have any idea why the American military is not allowed to go into a drug-addled neighborhood, bang every drug dealer up against the wall, throw them in a vehicle, put it all on video, man. I want to see it. Keep it transparent, okay? They're not going to wind up being secretly held, but brutalize them. Take them in like enemies. These are not neighbors. They're enemies. They're operating a drug operation with weapons in front of your house. You know, the good Lord would understand if you took a shotgun and blew their head off. You know, you'd still be getting right in with St. Peter. But we don't do that. We don't put that burden on you to shoot their head off. We're more civilized. We have the police designated to arrest them. When it's too big for the police, roll in the infantry. Scare the daylights out of them. Have them running in the street for surrender. But you don't get to continue. You don't get to keep up this pattern. You don't get to keep doing this.
About whether or not they can get a fair trial of what people are saying in public. It's only when there's a black person killed by police.
I mean, how does anybody allow this? No one on the network challenges this? Most people injured and killed by police are not black. Check the numbers. But he's allowed. He's allowed to do this propaganda. And who do you think he's propagandizing against?
Ed Till's coming right back.
Florida Man Radio.
Florida Man is everywhere. In your car, turn it on your radio. In the office, listen online at floridamanradio.com. In the house, tell Alexa to play Florida Man Radio. Going for a jog? Download the free Florida Man Radio app. There's no reason to miss any of your favorites, like the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Justin Clark Show, the Ed Till Show, or the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio is taking over. Be part of the movement now. Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during prime PM drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit floridamanradio.com and click on the advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Oh no! The garage door is stuck again!
Not again. We can't be late today.
Having a faulty garage door can be time-consuming and a security risk, so don't wait. Call ProLift Garage Doors of Seminole County. Ask about their 21-point inspection service and keep your home safe and your schedule on time by making sure your garage has been inspected. Reach out to ProLift Garage Doors of Seminole County today, 888-754-3063. That's 888-754-3063.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping, always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, FLMAN, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts. That's FLMAN, FLMAN.
There's just no way to avoid foggy eyeglasses when you wear a mask. So it's the perfect time to consider laser vision correction at the Filatovsky Eye Institute. Text WOLF, W-O-L-F, to 868686 or go to smileexam.com to schedule your free LASIK consultation and find out if you're a candidate today. Don't trust your eyes to just anyone. Experience matters when it comes to laser vision correction. And Dr. Filatovsky and the team of doctors at the Filatovsky Eye Institute have been performing vision correction surgery for over 30 years in Central Florida, having performed over 60,000 laser vision correction procedures and over 190,000 total surgical procedures. Dr. Filatovsky is one of the most trusted and experienced vision correction surgeons in Florida. Text WOLF to 868686 or go to smileexam.com to schedule your free LASIK consultation today. Finance is a concern? Pay no interest for 2 years with their 24-month interest-free financing for qualified patients. Say goodbye to glasses or contacts and hello to LASIK with the Filatovsky Eye Institute.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
What was your reaction, Ben?
Well, I thought it was the defense's desperate attempt to distract us further.
The defense? He's asking you about a big mouth congresswoman, and the complaint I have is you don't even say what she said. You don't play any soundbite. You just refer to her and say, what? She's defending? She's calling for violence in the streets. I say this all the time. Here's more proof. When you go to the local media coverage, you do get better reporting. All right, so let's forget about NBC for a moment. Let's see what the locals are reporting about Maxine Waters and what she had to say.
World is on edge because history has said,
oh my God.
Three charges. An anxious country awaits a verdict. Civil unrest now potentially affecting the case. Representative Maxine Waters making these comments about the trial.
I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty.
Hey, listen to this now. Pay careful attention. WCCO, ABC station, locally, they care. I understand that Today Show, NBC, much bigger agenda. They want the race war, right? What journalist that just came out of the last election cycle isn't looking forward to a race war? You can tell. You can listen to the reporting. They're egging it on. But that's in Washington. That's how the Washington, New York, L.A., media see this as a narrative of an upcoming final face-off left over from 1860. They want to go at it. They're crazy. So that's why the reporting of her from the network is so scant. Now, where people would actually get hurt, where businesses would actually get burned to the ground, where criminals see civil unrest and go, wow, let's get some TVs. Let's break into some stores. Let's go get some jewelry. Yeah. So the people who report on those communities, they don't want a race riot. They don't appreciate Maxine Waters telling people to go to the street and get, if we don't get the verdict we want, we got to get the verdict we want. Wow. So what should the jury think? Are they being extorted? You better convict this guy or we're going to burn baby burn. Well, 50 years ago in the 1960s, setting neighborhoods on fire. Boy, you really made progress with that fire. Having those fires and all that violence in the street 60 years ago almost, we can see how that paid off for you. What great progress you made burning Bedford-Stuyvesant, burning South Central LA, burning residential neighborhoods where public housing with elderly on public assistance, you know, 85-year-old little grandmas living off their government check, eating beans and all of these cheap canned foods to make ends meet. That's where you set the fires. So that's where WCCO, ABC in Minneapolis, that's where the burning would take place. Little different in the coverage that they give. Why are they all of a sudden interested in balanced reporting? Because their viewers could die.
It's their decisions on the three charges. An anxious country awaits a verdict. Civil unrest now potentially affecting the case.
Aren't you impressed? Listen to her tone. Listen to her choice of words. Not this panting, baiting national media garbage. Wow, very articulate. Very reporter-like. The complete opposite of this crap show every morning out of the Today Show people.
Representative Maxine Waters making these comments about the trial.
I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make...
got to get more confrontational? I don't think there is a word confrontational. I think it's... But you hear, if we don't get what we want here in the street, we confront. Now, I'd like to know what that means to you. Somebody says, we're out in the street, and we're going to stay out here, and we're going to get confrontational, whatever the hell she's mispronouncing there. We're going to get up in their face. If we don't get guilty, it's three charges. She wants guilty, 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 or I will confront in the street. Now, when you're confronting in the street, are those the jurors? You mean the jurors? What do you want to go? You want to go beat up the jurors because they didn't do what you want? Is that what what exactly is the point of confronting in the street? What are you going to do? You're going to go to the local storefront and break the window if you don't get the guilty, guilty, guilty that you want? What exactly is the confrontation supposed to accomplish? What are you going to do? Get some woman with two food bags waddling home? She's trying to carry the food. What are you going to do? Based on the color of her skin, you're going to confront her? So when you see an African-American, how are you going to confront them? Well, you're going to confront the right people, aren't you? The enemy, right? Yeah. If only this could be reported fairly. It would be so much less threatening to the cities. All the cities feel the same way tonight. I used to work for the city of Miami eons ago. I know exactly what hallways are being activated today and where the preparations are being made. And then the first thing you do is go to where you ready? Always have riots. Go to the neighborhoods where you always have riots, where there's always gunfire, always flames blazing in the night. Go there. Why? Well, because that's the ripple effect. As soon as she says what she said, that's a signal for every organizer. Remember, Barack Obama was a community organizer. So community organizers bring the lighter fluid. Your community organizer, bring the lighters, the lighter fluid. Oh, wait, bring the cans of soup. You saw this the other day. I was not up on my cans of soup as a weapon. They're interviewing a kid who's got like an attitude. Yeah, what do you want to talk to me about? And the reporter says, what about that can of soup? What are you going to do, throw that at the police? He winks into the camera. Winks into the camera and smiles like, oh, you got me. This is what I'm exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw this can of soup at a police officer. Hope it cracks their skull. Well, I don't know. As a reporter myself, I would have felt comfortable after I spoke to that guy, walking over to the cop and saying, hey, this guy just said on my microphone, winked in sarcasm about attacking police with these cans of soup we've seen before. The guy's brandishing the can of soup. He's winking and brandishing it. Right there, that should be inciting violence. I'd say pick him up right on that. Throw him in a car, put him in a room, and question him over that. Who are your friends? Who are you meeting with here? Who'd you buy the soup with? When did you get the soup? Let's go to the store where you got it. Ask the storekeeper. Are they in here buying a lot of soup? Yeah, a bunch of them came in. They all bought about five cans each. Ah, so now you're going to tell me everybody's name. Now you're going to show. This is how you do it. You can't do it with, all right, young man, we understand that you've had a tough time in life. And we all understand how you're feeling. It's the opposite. We don't care who you are. We certainly don't care what you're feeling right now. And we think you're an enemy. We think that you're here to start trouble. You look like you're planning violence. That's the kind of policing a neighborhood deserves. Neighborhood. Not criminals. I don't worry about criminals. Anybody who's worried about George Floyd breathing? Gotta be kidding me. Sky is way past. When you're on the ground from violently resisting a police arrest, none of us care what happens to you. No offense. I understand. It's so different than they write in the book. Yeah, because what's written in the book is to be used on the street. It's very nice when it's all typed up in a book, in a case law, in a decision by, it's so wonderful, very expensive too. You know, it's good paper, it's good printing, it's gorgeous, but it's what happens in the street. What happens on the sidewalk, what happens on the asphalt is what counts. And when it was George Floyd down on the ground, that's the correct hierarchy. Cop on top of violent criminal. That's the correct image. And if you're going to say somebody got him killed, it's the resistance that got George killed. George Floyd dead by his own hand. Any disciplinarian, police officer, army, whoever comes, had to force him against his will to the ground. He made that. He called the tune. George decided that this is the way it was going to go down. For all we know, it was suicide by cop. In the crazy mind of a drug-addled, convicted felon? Must be kidding. The best outcome all the way around. George is gone. And the lesson, if you're watching it all, you say, well, what are the children? The children are the one that needs to see this. The children need to see. You could grow up. And you could be a tall, handsome, healthy man. You look at George in some of these pictures. Wow, smiling, nice haircut. Wow, a big, physically fit guy. Think of the contribution he could have made instead of being a violent criminal that had to be roped and tied because he was such a danger, first to the community, then to even the police officers. It's called, I surrender, I want my lawyer. Not face off with the cop. Wow. But where's that come from? Where do people get that idea?
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
I'm News 6 anchor Justin Warmoth. Here are your Tuesday headlines. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings is backing off plans to relax some of the rules when it comes to masks and social distancing. Citing a slight uptick in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, the mayor says he wants to wait until at least 50% of the county's population has been vaccinated. Right now, that number stands at just under 30%. More testimony today in the murder trial of a father and son accused of killing an Osceola County mother. Angel Rivera and his son, Christopher Otero Rivera, are charged with killing Otero Rivera's wife, Nicole Montalvo, in 2019. And the countdown is on to the launch of SpaceX's Crew 2 launch. Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur, along with a French and Japanese astronaut, are expected to spend 6 months at the International Space Station. Liftoff is set for Thursday morning at 6:11 from the Kennedy Space Center. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs, WOTWHD3, Windermere, WCLB, Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. In a time where it's hard for Americans to secure facts and arrive at the truth about important matters, I am here to give you reality, no spin, unfiltered, unafraid. Please catch the O'Reilly Update right here on Florida Man Radio, weekdays at 9:10 and 11:50. Brought to you by Jenkins Hyundai of Leesburg.
660 AM, 105.5 FM, streaming at floridamanradio.com. Saturday, May 8th, it's Florida Man Radio's Bikes and Barbecue. Not bikes, bikes. Join the Shannon Burke Show for a night on the Morris Family Farm. Get a heaping plate of organic meats, whole roasted pig, tons of samples to try, including pork, sausage, chicken, and beef sliders, literally farm to table. On the farm, ice cold Bud, Bud Light, or Bud Light Seltzer if you're thirsty. Saturday, May 8th. Get your tickets and more info now on floridamanradio.com.
Did you know that we've been in cannabis prohibition since the year 1970? Today, medical cannabis is legal in the state of Florida and available in multi-formats for in-store purchase and delivery. The process is simple. Find a qualified doctor. Once approved for your medical cannabis recommendation, you can register with the state to make your first legal cannabis purchase. If there was ever a time to explore this natural form of medicine, the time is now. Find out more at TrueLeaf.com. That's TrueLeaf.com.
Tired of insurance-guided primary care services? Then Whole Family Healthcare is for you. Nurse practitioner Karen Kelly takes an integrative approach to your healthcare, including your mind, body, and soul. If you are motivated to take control of your healthcare, decrease medications, then call Whole Family Healthcare today. From sleeping issues to blood pressure, let Karen take the time to get you on the right path to wellness. For more information, visit WholeFamilyHealthcare.com. That's WholeFamilyHealthcare.com.
Florida Shore Firearms in Longwood is a premier dealer of Liberty Safes. Looking for help in choosing a Liberty Safe? Florida Shore Firearms will help you find the Liberty Safe that's right for you, and they'll help load it up too. Florida Shore Firearms stocks all major brands of firearms and specializes in AR-15s. Buy, sell, and trade guns, ammo, and accessories. They have something to protect you, and Liberty Safes will help you protect it. Florida Shore Firearms, 1231 South Highway 1792, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Attention, Rainey Construction Company is hiring. They've moved to their new location at 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages, and now they have an immediate need for laborers, foremen, equipment operators, and mechanics. Benefits include health, dental, vision, and life insurance, plus paid vacation and more. If you're interested in joining the Rainey Construction team, call the office at 352-748-0955 or stop by and apply at their new location, 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages. Rainey Construction Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping, always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, FLMAN, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts. That's FLMAN, FLMAN.
Hey, it's Jeff Adams from the Shannon Burke Show. Four Seasons AC has a COVID-19 killer. Yeah, you heard me, a COVID-19 killer. It kills the viruses right on the surface. 93% are dead after 3 hours, 98% after 6 hours. That's pretty incredible. If you want to find out more information, give them a call today at 407-295-9231. That's 407-295-9231 or at 4acnow.com. 4acnow.com. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
Honey, I think I have a fever.
Oh no, are you sick?
Nope, I've got spring fever, so we are heading to Premier Couples Superstore.
Indulge in spring fever at Premier Couples Superstore with the largest and newest selection of lingerie, clubwear, and novelty items. Premier Couples Superstore has what you want. 5009 South Orange Blossom Trail or shop online at premiercouples.net. Premier Couples Superstore, because the couple that plays together stays together.
Premier Couples Superstore takes you where you want to go.
Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody, until. Come on, everybody, until. Come on, everybody, until.
You may not like what he has to say. He's gonna say it anyway. He's the baddest cat around. He's got the sharpest tongue in town.
He's
And this hour of the Ed Till Show is brought to you in part by our good friends at MMJ Health. Can medical marijuana help you? Go to mmjhealth.com. Florida Man Radio, Ed Till Show, and second biggest problem, right? We spent three segments on the burning, festering threat of racial violence, civil unrest, more of the same, and at least we're going to be heard. In this venue, at least we're going to be heard. It's not going to be all one way. So let's pick the second biggest festering sore on the scene and straighten this one out. It's called vaccine hesitancy, and the pressure is really on now. Did you pick this up on the news last evening? I heard it, and then again this morning. It's bothering the government that people like you and me do not trust them to do a what are we calling this? A vaccination? What did the guy say? We got a blanket. Yeah, he says we need to blanket the country with the vaccination, with the vaccines. We need to blanket them. And I'm looking at the camera, staring at this guy, going, you know, you don't understand why people are hesitant to take this vaccine. You don't get it at all. I understand where the national media is coming from, where everyone in government is coming from. I did it, so you should. I say so, so you should. You take a step back from that, and you go, am I the only one? That's the way it's been feeling, right, the past several weeks. Am I the only? I'm really hesitant here. And honestly, the only one that I even approached was the J&J vaccine, and it turns out that one looks like it's the shoddiest of them all. Shoddy work is when you hurry stuff through and you find out the problems after you start using the item. Common sense tells people, be hesitant. There, it's not like it's George Orwell and it's a big brother deliberately making mistakes or sucking you in and taking away your freedom. That's not it. It's the incompetence of who is the big brother. If big brother was smart, if big brother was the best and the brightest, then at least it would be angling us the right way. But this is the big brother that's not that smart. This is the big brother doesn't really understand what's going on. This is the big brother from the Department of Motor Vehicle. Why? Because we said so. What do you mean? Why? This is the way we do it. It looks like you don't like it. You can get on the too bad, sir, line. There's a line over there. Too bad. This is the way it goes. What? Do you prefer not to have the license? Do you prefer not to have the deed? Do you prefer to not have the document? Yeah. So shut up. Obey us at the county level or else. Okay. Jerry Demings gas bagging out of Orlando today. Boo-hoo. What's with the hesitancy? All right, so let me speak for the hesitant people. We don't think you're smart enough for us to trust you with our health. We don't think you're smart enough to figure out COVID and know how to cope with it. We don't think you're going to conquer COVID. We think you're going to stumble further in. We don't think you got this. So we don't think what you say is very important. And when we hear it, we go, oh, that's that gas bag government that doesn't give a rat's ass about me. If this friggin' vaccine was poisoned, they wouldn't tell us. Pardon me. Change that, Your Honor. I'd like to change my remark. They wouldn't know it's poisoned. They don't know if it's safe. They couldn't even get the right refrigerators at the beginning. They don't know. No mayor on this issue knows anything. And if you follow a mayor, God help you. God help you when they're putting you 6 feet under. One of your relatives is going to say, I don't know why you went along. It never made... Why do you go along with these people? Why do you let them drag you into this? First of all, there's reporting this week that Dr. Fauci's National Institutes of Health was funneling money to the Wuhan lab where this all began. I can't wait until the professional journalists get on that and show me what they find. Because I would like to see that. I would like to know if Dr. Fauci was standing up there with the hated Donald Trump, knowing all the time that his National Institutes of Health budget was going to people who might have allowed this virus to escape and then lie about it so the whole world could get sick in the meantime. So that's the caliber of who's been running the COVID operation. So anybody who says, wow, they really hurried up with this drug. They sped through the approval process. Now, if you're an elderly person with breathing problems, and if you're a young person and you're very heavy, 400 pounds, 399 range, then you know the vaccine is for you. All of this COVID, what do you call it, ramp up, right? The whole COVID effort. Yeah, is to help a certain group of people. I happen to be in them. I have what they call one of these comorbidity things. But let's be clear. The whole nation is not threatened by COVID. And the people explaining COVID, these are not the best doctors. When rich people get their heart operation, they always find the best doctor. Search the world for the best. Why? Because some doctors suck. There are doctors that get big stuff wrong all the time. Then, you want to reference any other topic we've discussed, take the caliber of individual who works at the county office. Take a government administration function employee. Take one of them and ask yourself, what do you think? Is this the crowd that knows what's going on? Are they repeating any garbage their boss tells them? Their boss types the recipe how to make a pound cake, right? Well, I could play that song, but it's I don't feel like going to get it right now. But that would sound good, play a little pound cake right now. But you take any recipe and you stick it out there. Sorry, not good enough. Not good enough for us. Sorry. The vaccine hesitant people have a lot of self-respect. Vaccine hesitant people, little bit smarter than the average bear. Not getting Fs And like, they're not the people who don't know what's going on. That's who's going to take the vaccine first in line. I don't know what's going on, but I benevolently trust my superiors. So here's my arm. Let me set a good example for being a mindless sycophant. And the minute you say, roll up your sleeve, no, I rolled mine up first. I'll go first. Great. We're the other people. We really value our health. And we don't use a doctor every single minute we read ourselves. We don't call the doctor and say, what's a cold? What's the flu? What's a sprained ankle? No, we're the people who feel we are the personal guarantors ourselves of our health. And also this other department of cooperation. Yeah, what if I feel like you are the last bunch I'm going to cooperate with? I don't believe you about how you describe the virus. I don't believe you about these injections. I know you to be a pathological liar. Pardon me, politician. Right. I can't trust you. You're an elected office, dude. You think I'm going to trust you on a vaccine, on a syringe, on where I get stuck? Not even close. Not even close. Maybe you don't realize how stupid we think you are. And what I mean by that is not unintelligent, right? They have enough intelligence to fill out the form to get the job. But I'm saying you're not smart enough to work on the problem that you're talking about. Somebody like you, your mentality on something like this, way out of your league, forget it. If you say hurry up, I'm slowing down. If you say get in here and take the shot, first thing I'm going to say is no. First thing, why? Because of who asked. If you had a track record of being intelligent, if it looked like you get the job done, traffic lights, exit ramps, buildings, potholes, corruption, if I saw you getting stuff right, even then, I would still say they're a well-meaning goofball, but they don't know. Because the fact is, it's your health. The fact is, they're not going to tell you if there's a problem. They will tell you if somebody finds a problem. They'll report on the problem, but they don't want the problem. They don't want to know. What they want you to do is obey. Can't you just obey? Didn't we tell you what? Don't you remember? Simon says, stick the needle in your arm. Simon says, get the vaccine now. Hurry up. Don't wait to see if there's a problem. And when you see problems, death, blood clots, skin flying off, don't pay attention to that. Listen to us. We're telling you. But you're the government. You know, how would you know? Who's smart enough in your crowd? Why would I trust you? What successful experience do you have in this field that I look at you and say, oh, look at this mayor. Look at this county commissioner. This elected official. They must know. How would they know? And ask yourself, would they be honest and tell you they don't know? If you walk up to them, you got your mask on, you're obedient like a sheeple, you're going where they say, but you see one of them and you want to ask, do you really know that this vaccine works? Do you really know the vaccine is safe? Do you really understand the nature of the thing that we're trying to protect people from? And when they give you that look, like there's two looks, right? First, there's the honest look of, oh my God, you know what? I really don't know any of that. So you got that person. Then you're going to have the person who realizes that, but they're not going to say that to you. They're going to say, oh, listen, don't worry about all of that. Just do what we're asking. Man, you might have the wrong country for that. The number, I'll double check it here. The number is somewhere around 30% vaccine hesitant. 30%, 3 out of 10, just about right. That's the leadership group. That's the independent-minded percentage. About one-third of America really is not dependent on anybody in elected office, on any proclamations. They take in what you say, but they use their own thinking logic. They make the decision. You're really not entitled to tell me that you know a vaccine is safe for me because you don't know me. So that's the end of that. If you want to say to me, try this thing, it might be able to help, but it could adversely affect you also. Oh, that's what we do with normal medicine. Normal medicine, we say that all the time. Television, you're watching the 6 o'clock news, they break in with the, Ozempic, and then Ozempic has to tell you. At the last 15 seconds of the ad, it seems like a half an ad. What can go wrong? Can result in death. Can result in this. So not that Ozempic does. I'm not saying what Ozempic it can cause. I'm saying to you something big and advertised, a big profit center drug like Ozempic, where they make a lot of money marketing to the elderly people who have the most money. Big profit center, Ozempic. In order to sell it, you have to obey the law. You have to protect the public, even though you think it's a great drug. And I'm sure it is for some people. But even with great drugs, you have to warn and protect the public. You have to. It's not a choice. You're required to do it by law. Now, with the vaccine, everything's out the window. Do you see any warnings about the vaccine? Have you been warned about the vaccine? Is there any reporting on the warning? This is, you know, the warning is just the tip of the iceberg. Or the warning is over-cautious. Has that been evaluated? Zero, zero, zero reporting. Now, that kind of reporting is meaningful to an intelligent person. If you take your cues from the crowd, everybody's getting vaccinated, I might as well. Then whatever happens to you, you kind of deserve it, right? Something goes wrong with you and that vaccine, you got what you deserved. You didn't take any precautions on your own. You listened to Mildred next to you in line, and you got exactly the result you deserve by consulting Mildred as your physician of record, I guess. Got to have a physician of record. So is it Mildred, or do you call your doctor and say, look, please don't tell me the television answer. You're my doctor. Please tell me what kinds of things can go wrong with these vaccines. What are they tampering with on the inside of me that could be adversely affected? How sick or could I be almost at the edge of death from the vaccine? Now, a real doctor that cares about you, like not a government doctor, an actual real life doctor, they are going to say to you, well, here's what the literature says. And you say, thank God, somebody's doing their job. Yeah, tell me, what does that medical journal say? What are the annotations at the bottom? I could never read all that or understand it. Tell me, doctor. Well, this only happened in a few cases, but here's the symptom, here's the result. This only happened in a certain age bracket, here's the symptom, here's the result. And there is some reporting on yet a third category, here's the symptom, here's the result. Now, you know you're with a real doctor. That's the Hippocratic Oath talking right there. Do no harm working with you. Fauci is breaking the Hippocratic Oath every day, shoving stuff on you. He doesn't know. He doesn't. And you know he doesn't know. Even the Today Show, what was it, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, asked him about a finding about a danger from one of the vaccines. He was asked point blank, first thing in the morning, 7:15, television across, the whole world watches when these guys talk in the morning, because they want to find out what the hell is going on. So he tells the whole world that he hasn't read it, that he's unfamiliar with the concern for other people's lives taking the vaccine. He says, I don't know, Savannah, I don't have anything on that. That's your government doctor. Now you go to Manhattan, Miami, you go to Coral Gables, you find a rich, brilliant doctor. You say, wow, You do all of those tests, that schnook down at the government, he didn't run any tests. Oh, no, we're going to run these tests. First, I'm going to run tests to see about you. Then I'm going to run some tests on this thing that they want me to stick in you, and I will complete the evaluation before anything punctures your epidermis, because you're my patient. What do you think? I care about Dr. Fauci? Think I care about Washington? Think I care about Biden? I don't care about any of this. CDC is an embarrassment. The CDC was terrible during the swine flu. How long ago was that? And still terrible now. Contradicting all the time, and the level of understanding that they have of these big medical issues that could linger with you for the rest of your life. That's what the literature is saying. The after effect of a vaccine. The after effect of the vaccine, then you've been contaminated. Wow. How does that woman get any satisfaction? She took both shots. 3 weeks after the second shot, she gets COVID. She's a healthy 30-something office worker. Not another medical condition as far as the eye could see. She had perfect vaccination timing. She got vaccinated as soon as it was available for her. She was prompt. She went out and did it right away, all for nothing. She had nobody protected, and she got sick on top of it. Now, that's what I expect Fauci to answer. That's the thing. Fauci should have found that. On behalf of looking out for the American people. Didn't happen that way. He said, well, you think Fauci found out and didn't say anything? Sure. What do you think? That doesn't happen in the government? You think that a doctor walking down the hall with government officials never hears, hold on, doc. You know, you can't just go out there and say all of that. We have to go out there after you. You have to work with us. You're not a free agent. Oh, but that was hateful during Donald Trump. Oh, no, now it's the right way to go. You know, people are smarter than that. 30% of America smart enough to know they don't know what they're doing with this vaccine. They're finding out the guinea pigs are online, have been online for months now, but the people encouraging, egging you on to get it. No, they have no clue what's going to happen to you after you take it. And if you read the new laws that they're all changing, you won't even be able to sue anybody.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
It's Jesse Kelly. It's only right for me to have a home here at Florida Man Radio, unfiltered and unafraid. That's what you get from me, unapologetically. Take a ride with me, and we'll talk everything from pizza to politics. Whether it's tackling serious issues the mainstream media outlets are too scared to touch, or having a good time cracking jokes with all my red-blooded Americans out there. It's all for you weeknights at 7 p.m. on 660 a.m. and 105.5 FM, Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during prime PM drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit FloridaManRadio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Hey, it's Shannon Burke. Well, Mike Week 2021 was a huge success, and Orlando Harley still has the most inventory in Florida. Check out the new 2021 lineup at the all three Orlando locations, East Orlando, South Orlando, and of course, the historic factory dealership right off of I-4. Plus, check out their full inventory at OrlandoHarley.com. That's OrlandoHarley.com. There's a reason Orlando Harley is one of the top five dealerships in the world. Inventory, service, parts, apparel, and Harley Riding Academy for new riders. For all your Harley needs, go to OrlandoHarley.com.
Frogger's Grill and Bar locations are open for business. Oviedo, Apopka, Altamont Springs, Mount Dora, and Old Town, Monday through Sunday, in compliance with all state guidelines. Frogger's has plenty of to-go boxes, so you can still take advantage of their takeout service or through their delivery service partners. If you are ready to get out, Frogger's is the place. Frogger's Grill and Bar locations are open for business. Oviedo, Apopka, Altamont Springs, Mount Dora, and Old Town, Monday through Sunday. And don't miss out on Frogger's amazing menu, where everything is fresh, never frozen. Frogger's Grill and Bar, hop in with food and fun.
Hey guys, news flash. Having a hairy nutsack is no longer in style. Hey, it's Shannon Burke, and Manscaped has hooked me and my boys up with their Perfect Package 3.0 kit. Right now, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. You heard me, 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Guys, trim your junk safely, and for God's sakes, use a different trimmer for your face. I use it, I love it, and so will you and your woman. 20% off with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
One thing I like about IDC is we're very transparent.
Meet John DeSabatino, manager at International Diamond Center.
Somebody comes in and they're looking for a diamond. We're very transparent on what that diamond is.
In fact, at IDC, they'll share with you the inside secrets of the diamond industry, teach you how to buy like a dealer buys with a no-holds-barred diamond education, including how to value a diamond on the world market.
We don't believe on creating an artificial markup and then coming down on the price, which you'll see a lot of our competitors will do. We even have customers that'll leave other jewelry stores walk in here, and then the other jewelry stores calling them again and taking another $1,000 off the price. Well, what was the real price?
It's different at IDC because there's nothing to hide. No pricing games, no tricks, no old school ridiculous margins.
We look at overall volume. We're not looking at trying to make this huge profit.
It's all about putting you first and respecting your intelligence.
So coming here at IDC, you're going to get the best merchandise at the best prices, and you're going to get the best experience.
International Diamond Center, 4 Orlando area locations. Online at shopidc.com.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This show is going to be different.
This show is going to be different.
This show is going to be about
you.
Talk, baby.
I say what I think. And then who's ever offended?
You treat people like they're morons.
Let them be offended.
Talk radio is crazy.
He's on the government payroll.
I just want to let you know that you're brilliant.
And I like to smack him in the head.
I am so pissed off and irritated right now at this whole freaking subject that I can't even stand.
No phenomenon in recent times. It's so intimidating.
With its current pace of 3 million doses per day, even with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine still on pause. At that rate, 70% of the U.S. population could be vaccinated by mid-June. But in many parts of the country, new cases are going in the wrong direction.
Today we're going to try and say his name.
Come on, everybody.
Did he say a letter in his name?
Come on, everybody. Until.
Question.
Now, there's the rub, right? All of the social distancing, all of the masking, and the double masking. And the cases are going up. Isn't the logical question, are their recommendations wrong? Have they made a mistake in the way they are getting us to respond to the virus? What if they're wrong? What if they have it wrong?
You say we get together and paint each other up. Hey, we're good like that, right?
Come on, everybody,
could be vaccinated by mid-June, but in many parts of the country, new cases are going in the wrong direction.
This morning, as fewer Americans are being tested for the coronavirus, the number of infections is rising at a worrisome pace across the country.
What you see right there, you tell me it's worrisome. Aren't you fairly reporting on why this is worrisome? Why is it, as he led so sensationally in the piece, why are things going the wrong way? Mask sales are incredible. Social distancing is every inch of the country now has where you stand. People have been conditioned like Pavlov's dog. You don't walk up to anybody anymore. The walking up, the approach now is calculated and thoughtful. So from all that we're doing, all that we've been pounded with, do this tomorrow, do that. Now we found every day hanging on the edge of your seat. Why? You don't want grandma dead. You know, you're starting to get the idea that if you're in reasonably good health, you're not going to die from this. And it's great news that deaths are down. But if you really see cases going up, doesn't the blame for that, doesn't the responsibility for that go to the conductors of science? The scientists, quote-unquote, I'm putting quotes around it, scientists. What do you mean? Because you open a science book? Because you read science? Because you know how to phonetically pronounce a long scientific term? That's not good enough. Yeah, you got a credential. Says up on the wall, you're a doctor. Are you any good? It says on the wall that my nephew fixes cars. I wouldn't let him touch yours. I wouldn't let him work on anybody's car. I know, but it says on the wall that he's a certified mechanic. So you got to ask if it leads the news. We're going in the wrong way. And has every individual who's been irritated by a COVID-19 policy, have they all been put on the news and criticized, excoriated, condescended to, finger-wagged, condemned? Everyone on the government side has made sure that every difficulty felt by the public was spun negatively. What's wrong with you? You're not wearing the mask. Where we tell you, as long as we're telling you, what do you mean you're not obeying us? Yeah, I get that. I've heard that for 6 months, and I understand that has to do with Trump and all of this other derangement in your mind. But do you even report on whether the doctors get it wrong, whether Fauci has it wrong? As any report, we used to have health and science reporters. These were the nerdy types on every news team that knew all the jargon, had gone to medical school, had been in the field that they were covering as a professional, but now they're a journalist. Where are those people? Where are the science reporters holding up findings, comparing case studies? There's no vigorous examination of what's happening professionally on this. We keep turning on the TV and listening to some little government man, lifetime government man. That's all we got? For the great infrastructure of the American healthcare system, the American healthcare system that rich people all, why do you keep mentioning rich people? I tell you why. Because they always get the best. No, they're not nice enough. Are they impolite? But they get the best. They found a way to get all that money. That upsets you? Never upsets me. That's the future of the country. The future of the country is not some waif in the middle of the ghetto or on the southern border. That's not the future of the country. That's what, you know, Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez, and all of her friends, that's the Christmas card they're going to send out, or pardon me, the holiday card they're going to send to you, is going to be the waif and the future. But we all know what built the country. The most successful business people put down a railway system. Then in the 1920s and the 1930s, the richest people started aviation. So now the richest people want to sell you a $100,000 electric car. The richest people have a nice expensive new iPhone for you to buy when it's unveiled, right? When they have an unveiling of their sacred creation of a telephone, and then everybody genuflex. There's a rich group for you. The people running that game. How about the guy who always wears pink and he owns T-Mobile? Yeah. What do you think? You think rich people drive it? That's who can afford to execute their ideas. You go to work for some schmuck company, they're going to bury you in the back. They're going to want all the credit. You can forget about inventing anything when you're one of 500 people, okay? But when you call the tune, when you have the say-so about what we're doing, then you can do the best work. So that's where all of the knowledge and understanding ought to be coming from COVID. It shouldn't come out of some, what I say before, schnook is a better word. Watch your language in the middle of the day, would you please? Well, I'm trying to use the most insulting term possible. I am trying to describe the person negatively. Yeah. So that's the purpose of those vocabulary words, to slam on posers and hypocrites standing at the front of the group there ordering us what to do. We're the 30%. We don't take orders. Hallelujah. We don't take orders. Keep saying it and watch us not do it. Keep ordering us. Keep intimidating. Keep shaming. Keep saying how frustrated you are that we exist. Good. That's our job. Our job is to make your job almost impossible. Right, because we demand of you. You're there to take the demands. You're not there to tell us what to demand. We're free. You work for us. You're hired by us. That puts us above you, you down there, and now look up at us with respect. And before you start repeating what's on the page, you look at us. You do some doctoring here. I don't need Alexa to read me medical journals. I need you to use that little government-sized pea brain to take the knowledge and benefit your citizen. So far, your orders haven't led to any benefit. It looks like your orders represent that you don't understand what the public should do. So you think we didn't pick up on this over the course of the year? Don't wear a mask, then you say wear two? The same guy, don't wear a mask, then wear two. Who's going to believe you about anything? Who would trust you with life and death? We don't want you to wear a mask right now. We'd like you to wear two masks if you... Silly. That's embarrassing. That's like your crazy grandfather who every once in a while thinks he's back in World War I fighting the Kaiser Wilhelm. So 30% of America is showing that America still works, where the public is not intimidated at all, no matter how many professional degrees they trot out. You want to start with all of your experts. You could put 50 of them on a stage if you wish. We're with the 30% unimpressed. We know when somebody's putting on a show for us. We see how you make it look. We know no one's pressing you. No one is asking any tough questions to pin the doctors and scientists up against the wall and go, what are you telling me? At first, the vaccine is going to be a big deal. It looks like the vaccine is worthless. You're saying after the vaccine comes a third shot. You're saying after the vaccine, you still have to be careful. What kind of vaccine is it? Oh, right. That was your job. That's your job to explain this. Not to be propagandizing us. You're supposed to educate people in layman's terms. Make it transparent. What good are all of these words if you don't do any of the things to bring them about? Yeah. Hard to believe. And that's the problem. 30% of America now understands you're not credible. There's no credible scientific authority on COVID. 2 weeks ago, a group of epidemiologists in that group, not Dr. Fauci, but a group of epidemiologists got together specifically for the question, are we going to get to the other side and restore a normal lifestyle? Fauci's not going to tell you what they found. What they found was troubling. They're the ones who started this. You may need a COVID shot every year like you get a flu shot. This thing may be with us permanently. Yeah, other epidemiologists may be smarter, better skilled, better practitioners than who you have down at the government doctoring office. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
More Ed Till after this.
Where's Marcus?
Florida Man Radio. Previously on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Thank you for everything you've done for me in life. Thank you for all the opportunities. It sounds like a suicide letter.
we all laugh.
What?
Wait.
Sponge, what is it?
It's not a card.
What is it, Sponge?
It's a sonogram.
What?
Bubba the Love Sponge mornings on Florida Man Radio.
Enjoy an alfresco, socially distanced evening under the stars. Sample local restaurants, great wines, outstanding music, and support our local community. It's all happening at Corks and Forks, Thursday, May 13th from 6 to 9 at Venue on Lake Lily, formerly known as Maitland Civic Center. Proudly sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of North Orlando. Area restaurants and local businesses benefiting the historic Maitland Civic Center. Get tickets today at Corks and Forks. Maitland.com, powered in part by Florida Man Radio.
It's unfortunate, but there's a lot of shady contractors out there, and they seem to come out of the woodwork when the weather gets bad. Trust your roof to specialists that are there year-round, and not just when they think they can make a buck. Dana Lynn, project manager of CFL Roofing, one of Central Florida's leading roofing and contracting businesses, guarantees to be quick to respond, professional, thorough, and most important, honest. Call Dana today for a free roof inspection at 407-342-1219. That's 407-342-1219.
This is Sergeant Slayer, a 10. Today's orders are to go to WeKillFloridaBugs.com. Say it again.
WeKillFloridaBugs.com.
WeKillFloridaBugs.com is home of Mighty Tech Pest Management. Get in touch with Mighty Tech today for residential and commercial pest control, termites, wildlife exclusion, and removal. And if mosquitoes are a problem, ask Mighty Tech about them as well. Call for a free evaluation today. 1-888-750-7378.
Say it again.
WeKillFloridaBugs.com.
Dismissed.
Hey, it's Mothman for Hinckley Electric. They want to inspect your electrical system. Are you thinking about selling your home? Most common problems a home inspector finds are the GFI's not working, electrical panels out of date, or stuff that's just uninsurable. If you're a realtor or a homeowner about to put the house on the market, call Hinckley Electric and have them inspect your system. 407-600-8611. 407-600-8611.
Honey, I think I have a fever.
Oh no, are you sick?
Nope, I've got spring fever, so we are heading to Premier Couples Superstore.
Indulge in spring fever at Premier Couples Superstore with the largest and newest selection of lingerie, clubwear, and novelty items. Premier Couples Superstore has what you want. 5009 South Orange Blossom Trail or shop online at premiercouples.net. Premier Couples Superstore, because the couple that plays together stays together.
Premier Couples Superstore takes you where you want to go.
Did you sunbathe with your mask on again?
Oh, no. I should have gone to Gatorland. When it comes to fun in the sun, you can't beat all the amazing animals, shows, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Plus, Florida residents get in for $14.99 through the end of April. Visit Gatorland.com.
Spring can sometimes mean hailstorms. Did you know most roof damage due to non-hurricane events like hail come without hefty out-of-pocket deductibles?
Visit KarmaRoofing.com or call me, Anoop Naive, at Karma Roofing and Restoration. It'll ring right to my cell phone.
Karma can handle repairs and re-roofs as well as replacing, installing garage doors, windows, gutters, or screen enclosures, and anything on the inside of your home, too. Kitchen and bath remodels, flooring, and total rehabs. Call 407-860-3488. KarmaRoofing.com. CC number 132821.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio, powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
It's the Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show. All right, 321-339-1055. Marla. Wow, it is so nice to hear from you.
How are you?
I'm great. Now that you're on the phone, yeah.
Grounded again.
Aw, really? Tell me.
Well, you know, I'm in Michigan. Supposedly, we have the highest numbers.
Oh, I did see that. Is that still the case? Are you holding those numbers, or are those numbers changing at all?
Who knows? You know, every day on the news, you get the death count.
Well, you know, this is what I was talking about before you called. I can't believe that these are the best doctors. There's got to be better doctors and scientists than this. Cases are going up after everything people have done. And the vaccine is out there. Are you vaccinated? Did you get one?
Oh, heck no. I am not somebody's guinea pig.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I mean,
I don't trust anything that took it less than a year to develop.
Yeah, and look at how it's going now. You might have to take a COVID shot every year. I think it's going that way.
Right. You know, there's commercials on TV. If you took this drug, you know, and that drug, the mass lawsuit, that's what it's going to be 10 years from now. You're going to be hearing this on TV. If you took the COVID shot and your left arm fell off, please call.
Right. See, that's the thing. All right, so this is what my theory is, right? If they would be honest with us, if they would be candid with us, I don't think you'd have 30% like me, and maybe you too, that were very hesitant to take this because of how quickly it was put together and the track record of new medicines. Every new medicine kills people, paralyzes people. This is nothing new. So to be hesitant, I think you're on solid ground, kiddo. But the thing is, for me, I don't know how you feel about this in your own thing. I feel like I'm still 100% responsible for not getting it. I'm not going to depend on anything that says I won't get it. I'm going to make sure I don't get it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've got chicken super matzo balls in my freezer. It's a good preventative, I think.
What else?
If somebody does get COVID in the house, I can cure them.
By the way, any of your friends catch it? Anybody you know catch COVID and have a bad time or have a good recovery? You don't even know anybody who's got it, right?
All right. My daughter works in a medical office. Everybody around her, you know, has gotten it or say they have it to get a week off work, whatever. She's been tested 7 or 8 times. Negative. And they don't wear their masks after time. They go off into the break room and everybody takes off the mask.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. So there you go. Even in a medical office, there's skepticism about the mask, right? There's a lot of skepticism. People are really... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I've got a piece of lace that I made a mask out of. My face is covered. I can breathe.
Oh, man. Hey, what else is going on? Forget about COVID. What else is going on? You getting any springtime?
We're snowing right now.
Oh, God, snow.
Which is nice because it's going to kill the riots that are going to happen, no matter how that Devon trial goes.
Good girl. Good girl. I forgot that. That's old school, where they love having bad weather. Bad rain, cold temperatures, great anti-riot weather forecast. Good deal. So in and around the city of Detroit, you guys might get some snow tonight. Might get some sprinkles.
Yes, we're doing it right now. It's not sticking yet.
You know,
but we've got some flurries out there.
Right.
But it will stop some of the rioting.
Yeah, no, I'm all for that. Negative, yeah. Absolutely. Any inhibiting. Yeah. Very good. That's great news.
Well, we had an incident here again in Warren. Detroit, Warren, and Centerline were going after some guy who shot 5 people in Detroit. They got him over on 8 and Grash and shot him. I was waiting for the riots, but Chief Craig, bless him, put up the video immediately showing that the guy that was shot was not unarmed.
Oh, right. You got to watch. You got to watch that. Exactly. You got to watch that double negative. So what you're saying is they put up the video to show the shooting was justified.
Right.
Nice.
He pulled a gun on a boatload of cops. It's like, what do you expect?
You know,
people are yelling overkill because they shot him 5 times.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. Now that'll be a problem. He deserved to be shot. You used too many bullets. Another criticism, another reform of the police. Right. Wow. I haven't heard that one in a while. So do you feel the tension? Do you feel like the city is simmering? Do you have sympathetic riots in Detroit because they feel the pain of Minneapolis? Does that happen?
Not yet. It's too cold. We're into stabbings lately now because there's an ammo shortage. I just really hope they're wearing a mask when they stab each other, because you can't social distance when you stab somebody.
Oh my God! Right, you gotta violate that. Stabbing is a violation of social distancing rules. Yes, it is. Throw another count at him, Mr. Prosecutor. Yeah, exactly.
The welfare apartments across the street from me, whether across the street and there's a parking lot, whatever. They had 3 stabbings there in the last 2 weeks.
Hmm.
Now, really, how do you social distance and stab somebody?
Yeah, I also think that this is, I don't know, stabbing is making a comeback. I saw reports yesterday, New York, Chicago, all the big cities now are getting punch-outs on the street and stabbings on the street. Not fatal stabbings, random stabbing. They go on a crowded street. They see somebody, you know, like you. You're wearing a nice outfit. You look like you just got out of work. They walk up to you randomly, stick you or smash you in the face and put you to the ground. And they're having a hard time. You're having a hard time finding people, catching them, because this happens in crowds now. That's the new thing. It's not that you're alone. It's that you're immersed in the crowd and they get away with it. There you go.
Right. Well, it's the ammo shortage.
So what else is going on? How's your daughter? You mentioned your daughter before. How is she doing? How's work? How's the economy in your household there? Is she getting a lot of time off, or is she work right through the pandemic? How was it for her job?
The first month of it last year, she worked from home.
What does she do? What's her actual job? What does she do?
Her actual title is C. Rachel. She works in a urology office.
Oh, okay. And so go ahead. She was working. Yeah.
Fun, yeah. I could just see during prostate exam, bend over near your phone. but she's at work every day, and she works part-time in her boyfriend's party store.
Beautiful. And how's this party store doing? Open and doing biz?
Open, running. Oh, yeah. It's open. It's running. It's been open and running.
There you go. Great. Great. And how about him? No. Yeah. Does he get tested a lot? It sounds like she would be tested, or at least take the temperature.
He's tested all the time.
All right. So what about party store boy? Is he tested up?
No, he figures if she's tested and clear, he is.
There you go. See? Very good.
He's behind bulletproof glass, so he's not interacting with anybody.
Ah, he's behind bulletproof glass, did you say?
Yes, we're half mile from, his store's a mile from the hood. He's on 9 miles.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I first came to Detroit years ago, I went to, it might have been a White Castle or a Crystal's, a drive-thru, and the bulletproof glass began at the machine you spoke to. That the machine,
right,
with bulletproof glass with the perforation, I had never seen such a fortified drive-thru, but it was right on Woodward, like you say, maybe 8 mile, 7 mile. You could see it from the highway.
8 in Woodward.
Yeah, wow.
Yep, all right. On Woodward.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that they're protected. Do you have friends who are also in this 30%? I'll wrap it up on this. I got to go in about a minute. This 30% that is skeptical and refusing. Do you have others feel this way and say it to you? Are you hearing this?
We're not taking it?
Well, most of my friends are not getting the shots. A couple of them, they're in their 80s. They got their shots because,
right,
you know, the doctor scared them into it.
Sure, right. But and you know what? You know what? For them. Yeah, I don't mind. The whole thing is about 80-year-olds. That's what the whole thing really is, unless you have a comorbidity. Well, Marla, a big hug. It's been so long. Thank you for calling instead of waiting for my sorry ass to get on the phone and dial up. Great to hear from you today. Have a, what's your temperature right now? What are you having for a springtime afternoon?
Right now it's 35 and snowing.
Oh, 35. So chilly and sprinkles coming down. All right, you got it. Marla, we'll talk again soon. Thank you for the call today. Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio, unfiltered, unafraid.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
I'm News 6 anchor Justin Warmoth. Here are your Tuesday headlines. The vaccination site at Valencia College's West Campus is offering first doses of the Pfizer vaccine again after the suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine last week. The site had to pause this morning because of bad weather. Organizers say they have enough supply to hand out 3,000 first doses a day. Governor DeSantis has signed another bill into law. This one calls for online, out-of-state retailers to do what in-state businesses already do, and that is collect Florida sales tax. It's expected to produce an estimated $1 billion a year in state revenue. That money will initially go towards Florida's unemployment trust fund, which has been depleted during the pandemic. And Flagler is the latest school district to get rid of the hybrid remote learning option this fall. Just like Lake, Osceola, and Volusia counties, parents will have to choose between in-person learning or Flagler's virtual school program. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com. Take care.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs, WOTWHD3, Windermere, WCLB, Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio, The Justin Clark Show.
They have a Whataburger there. Have you ever been to a Whataburger?
There used to be one here.
It's a tradition. We stop at the Whataburger in Dafuniac Springs.
Whataburger. You're saying it like Whataburger. Nah.
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Whatever. Honestly, whatever.
You guys can whatever. I don't care what you say. Either of you.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on Florida Man Radio.
Can't get enough of the Shannon Burke Show? Relive every steamy moment by listening to the latest shows on the Florida Man Radio app or at floridamanradio.com. Just click on the podcast section powered by manscaped.com.
Unfiltered and unafraid. Florida Man Radio.
Attention, Rainey Construction Company is hiring. They've moved to their new location at 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages, and now they have an immediate need for laborers, foremen, equipment operators, and mechanics. Benefits include health, dental, vision, and life insurance, plus paid vacation and more. If you're interested in joining the Rainey Construction team, call the office at 352-748-0955 or stop by and apply at their new location, 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages. Rainey Construction Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Shannon Burke. Well, Bike Week 2021 was a huge success, and Orlando Harley still has the most inventory in Florida. Check out the new 2021 lineup at the all three Orlando locations, East Orlando, South Orlando, and, of course, the historic factory dealership right off of I-4. Plus, check out their full inventory at OrlandoHarley.com. That's OrlandoHarley.com. There's a reason Orlando Harley is one of the top five dealerships in the world. Inventory, service, parts, apparel, and Harley Riding Academy for new riders. For all your Harley needs, go to OrlandoHarley.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Adams. You looking for an affordable AC? Call Brian and his team at Four Seasons AC. They are so quick to respond. In fact, if you call them today at 407-295-9231, they will be out at your house in 24 hours or less. I've used them in my home, and I'm using them in my new home that I'm about to purchase. So give them a ring today, 407-295-9231. That's 407-295-9231. Or at 4acnow.com. That's 4acnow.com. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
Hey, homeowners. Yeah, you. Being a homeowner is exciting, isn't it? You know what's not exciting? Electric bills in Florida during the summer. Unless you go solar with IQ Power Solar. What's stopping you? You are paying monthly anyway, so you can either keep wasting money every month on the electric bill, or you can invest in your home and pay a little bit less every month while you work toward owning your solar. High government incentives and super low interest rates won't last long. Now is the time to go solar. Call IQ Power Solar at 407-585-1018 or visit IQPowerSolar.com. License and insured.
We don't go through brokers or wholesalers. We go straight to the cutters.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
You cannot get any closer to the source than International Diamond Center.
With tremendous buying power and international connections that go back over 35 years, IDC can easily guarantee the best diamond value.
We know the cutters, we're affiliated with the Beers, and we have the ability to do things ordinary jewelry stores just simply can't do. We refuse to be beat on any diamond, any price, anywhere.
Period?
Period.
So there you have it. Local diamond experts with international connections. Over 50,000 diamonds in stock, all shapes and sizes, all certified by the most reputable gem labs on the planet. That's the IDC advantage.
Bottom line, you're going to get a bigger, better diamond for less at IDC.
You need another period after that.
Period.
International Diamond Center, the undisputed value leader. Period. Four Orlando locations.
spring can sometimes mean hailstorms. Did you know most roof damage due to non-hurricane events like hail come without hefty out-of-pocket deductibles?
Visit KarmaRoofing.com or call me Anoop Naeed at Karma Roofing and Restoration. It'll ring right to my cell phone.
Karma can handle repairs and re-roofs as well as replacing, installing garage doors, windows, gutters, or screen enclosures, and anything on the inside of your home, too. Kitchen and bath remodels, flooring, and total rehabs. Call 407-860-3488. KarmaRoofing.com. CC number 1328218.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio, powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Mr. Till, do you think it's all just overkill? Do you think
you know, there's a, it's like a talk radio reflex all over the country where I've worked. I'll start out at a station, new, learning what's going on. And as soon as it gets to the governor, the one thing that's agreed in the building, the news people, the host, the producer, it's always, that governor. Never any good. I've never heard a news team or a producer team in news talk radio talk over the years, the decades. And we've had some good ones. We had Bob frickin' Graham, one of the great governors of the state of Florida. Lawton Childs, one of the great governors of the state of Florida. So, once again, I wasn't crazy about the predecessor, but man, we got the goods right now. This guy DeSantis making all the right moves. I see why they're talking about 2024 with him, and I think he's also gotten under Trump's skin a little bit. Trump got some public appearances in over the last 24 hours. I guess he was on Hannity or something. But everything I read about Florida's governor is, wow, being eyed for 2024 as president. And how could you ignore this guy? Never mind how great a job he's doing on the pandemic. I mean, it's outstanding what he's accomplished there.
Have we become so hideous?
But honest to God, what he's doing in this next topic, it's like Kevin Durant is coming down the floor. He looks, he spins, he fakes you out of your socks, and then he drains the three. Wow. That's the kind of basketball and politics I enjoy.
Cut a mocking wheel. Go ahead and shoot to kill.
All right, so here comes Governor DeSantis. He is coming down court. He is dribbling with tax revenue. Say, wait, hold on a second. I must be in a parallel universe. A Republican. A Republican Trump supporter is raising taxes?
Mr. Till.
That is genius. How is that not a violation of everything the guy stands for? I'll show you.
Hey, Mr. Till.
You got two businesses in the pandemic having a hard time. Very hard time. One of them is a storefront business. The other business is in somebody's extra bedroom in the house with the new computer and the inventory sending out the widgets as the orders come in. Can you think of any reason, just any reason in the world, why the guy who's paying rent had to get all the permits to operate the business, a gal, possibly, gal or guy, a married couple, whatever they are. They jump through every hoop. fill out every form. And at the end, when they ring somebody up in their storefront, do they follow the law and collect tax? You bet they do. So even a Republican who hates taxes hates something even more. There's one thing you hate even more because you're a Republican. Remember, and I'm not a Republican. I can't say we are Republicans. I cannot join you. I cannot be a part of your party. But when these other guys with the other party start slamming you up against the wall, you want to remember who you are. You hate inequality. It's not the Democrats that fixed the past. It was Republicans that fixed the racism of the past. So when a Republican sees that one business is not collecting tax and the other business is carrying that burden, they're paying all the regulatory fees, they're getting all the damn permits, they're having all the inspections that you have from the county and the city and the federal regulators, they're open to all of it, and next door over here, in the basement, in the attic, wherever they got it stashed in their residential home, they're paying no commercial taxes on anything, operating a business, making buku dinero. How could that be? A Republican is where you're going to get an answer. You can't go to a Democrat with this. They're going to ask you, what color is the guy? Transgender? What minority they belong to? What have they been through in the past? Have the police ever been mean to them? We're never going to get anything done. But when a Republican guy walks in, he says, hey, is this true? What, you're not paying any taxes? This guy next door is getting bled to death by the government three ways to Sunday. He's killing himself, but he's obeying all the laws. What are you, special? Well, because you go to UPS or have the UPS guy come and it's boxes that go out of your house. You got your office in the bedroom, your office in the kids' room. What's going on here? You don't deserve all these breaks or you unload all the stuff that he's got to do. Unless you get rid of all of his obligations, you can't go obligation free. We want you to succeed. We're on your side. But you got to pay like the other guy's paying. This is unfair. Now, if you want to say we make a stand and we get rid of, he doesn't collect tax anymore and he doesn't have to fill out forms anymore and he doesn't have to answer to the county, to the city, to the feds, investigations, regulatory update. Did you get your regulatory update? Yeah, it should take about a second, 50 pages long on your business. So let's go. Equal playing field here. The governor stepping as an individual. This isn't a collective move. This is an individual stepping up and recognizing fairness. Now, I understand he's from the party that TV says is bad. TV says, the news says that he's not good. But when you see this, do you need the TV to tell you if it's good or bad? When you see him step up on behalf of people carrying the load, who carries the load in American society? People go to work every day, carry the load. They pay their taxes every day. They're carrying the load. They collect the taxes in their business every day. They're carrying the load.
All of us.
Yeah, all of us together. All of us. Yeah. Carrying the load. So that's what this is about. This has nothing really to do with taxes. You can hate taxes. Every good Republican does. Democrats love them. That's their revenue stream. Democrats don't know how to earn money. They know how to tax it off of you so they can have it to do whatever they want. But you know where money comes from. You own a business. You know how money is earned. You know that you don't take revenue for granted. We know this. So when he steps up and really does the thing you want a governor to do, you want him to look out for people who are paying all this freight, who are doing the right thing. They're the ones that are making everything possible for all the crybabies that need everything. Imagine if all these people in pain with all their social tears. Oh, it's imagine if they didn't have working class and rich people for money. If they didn't have somebody to tax it off of, if they didn't have us that they could put their hand in our pocket, how would they come up with any money? But what I like is when people say, hey, we're going to make it a level playing field. Right now, you've been getting away with it. This other guy, he's exhausted from doing the right thing. So what we'd like you to do now is assume your responsibility. Yeah, this is your responsibility. So what is the governor brave, steps out there and levies the online sales tax that should have been in place from the beginning. Why we ever gave anybody the right to not collect taxes? What are you, nuts? Are you crazy with the amount of money other people are paying? How in the world could you not pay? And then they love to show you their revenue. Oh, I started a business at home. I only had like $100, but my wife and I, we went to the closet and we made this widget, and now we have revenues in excess of $500,000. We have three people working for us. You go, you're not paying a nickel of tax on any of this. How is that even possible? How did they let you not pay your fair share?
That it will hurt working families.
The only way we can hire if there's an environment here for us to grow.
You got it? Now, listen to the opposition. Other families are not going to start businesses if they have to pay tax. I didn't see this on Shark Tank. I didn't see this on The Prophet. I took one of those seminars and I bought the software, and I didn't see anything that I'm supposed to pay tax. Wow. You pay tax when you go buy stuff? Did you gas up your car recently at the local gas station? They charged and they collected the tax. How are you not collecting tax? How does this not dawn on you that you're not collecting any tax?
This month, lawmakers debated Senate Bill 50, now signed into law by Governor DeSantis late last night. The plan calls for online.
Now it's true. You caught that just the way I did. Yes. Yes. It's fair to observe he did this in the middle of the night. Yeah. For a guy like DeSantis to sign this, it is like throwing up after a night of partying. You're like, look, this is going to come up. Give me a second. Let me be discreet about it. So vomiting all of the booze and the rich food and the candy, all that crap you threw in there, you vomit. You don't want anybody to see that. But when you come out of the men's room, you're like, yeah, all right, let's go to a diner. Come on, I'm starving. Let's go get a cheeseburger. What happened to you? Well, I took care of it. Yeah, but you don't want them to see it. It was great. I went in there and I vomited everything out. It was fantastic. I got it all in the bowl. I flushed it, closed the lid. Nobody's the wiser. I'm starving. Let's get a cheeseburger. Yeah. So that's what this is like. You know, I hate the whole idea. I wish we didn't have these damn taxes, but all right. This is the right thing to do. We've got to stick up for the other people paying the tax. Bleh, bleh, bleh. Signs it in the middle of the night and lets it come out through the press office. Way to go.
Out-of-state retailers to do what in-state businesses do already, collect Florida sales tax. It's something expected to produce an estimated $1 billion a year in state revenue.
What this simply does is to alleviate the burden of our small businesses.
Bing, bang, boom, done. There's no two sides to this. You're not paying, and the other guy is. You pay. And now that you are paying and don't want to, now that you've gotten away with economic murder, you've just been not paying what the other guy is paying. Now that you see what it's all about, oh, you want to join the revolution and get rid of these taxes? Huh? You want to do that? You want to start an anti-tax movement? It's interesting. Once you feel what ordinary people experience, wow, can change your view on the whole thing. Love it. Love the change when it comes on behalf of fairness. That's what I want to see. I want to see somebody who's getting away with something no longer get away with it.
Something expected to produce an estimated $1 billion a year in state revenue.
Now, think about that number. And you say, oh my God, you know, I'm getting dizzy over here. There's been $1 billion left on the table every year. There's $1 billion for the state of Florida to be collecting. Oh, Ed, you don't even know. There's franchise agreements. There's all kinds of businesses that you don't know are out there doing business, and they're not collecting any tax at all. I remember when the internet was new, and they were like, we'll never pay tax. Who were you buying your weed from? Because it wasn't even legal back then.
What this simply does is to alleviate the burden of our small businesses.
The money will first go towards Florida's unemployment trust fund, which has been depleted by the pandemic. Once that's replenished...
I'll say, right there, that doesn't make you feel very good. That's the worst run area of the bureaucracy. That's like the oldest, nastiest website. That's the one. It still breaks all the time. The other day, I'm in the middle of a news agenda, and there it was, like the 45th breakdown of the unemployment computer system. Wow. It's good to know, sarcastically, it's good to know that now that we pick up an extra billion, we throw it down the rat hole of unemployment. You don't want to put it to economic development. You don't want to put it to seeding and attracting more corporations. Is anybody still celebrating like I am? Hypersonic moved its operation to Melbourne. They are at the leading edge of aviation. They make really great stuff, airplanes, super high tech, great workforce. They need brilliant people, and they're bringing them from all over the country, but it's our geniuses in Brevard County, and that's not sarcastic, the smart people in Brevard County, Florida, with the backing of this great governor, they're here now. They went and sought out that company. They asked that company, what do you guys need? What could we do to make our state, our county, better for you? So you'll have operations here. You'll bring highly trained and high paid professionals to the community to enrich our community. They're going to bring their great kids and put them in school. They're going to start spending that high income at a local car dealership, a local realtor, a local supermarket starts pumping $400 a week into that household. Big money off of those jobs. That's brilliant. Do you know how big a deal that was? Do you know how small the coverage was? Do you know that all the big newspapers in the state missed that story? Do you know that Florida Today had that story, and they didn't even have it at the top? They had it like third to the bottom. But do we care about that? We found out, and it's great news. That's what a great governor does. Now, could he do something tomorrow and we have to bail on the guy? Of course, he's still a public employee. But this idea that automatically the governor's no good, crap on that. Crap on that. This guy in office heard what went on this radio station last year. All during 2020, all we did was profile what was happening to people. What they were going, businesses shutting down, that sweet Patty Miracle and her husband out in Daytona Beach. Love those people. They live and breathe small business, squashed by what was going on. At least you had a governor involved. He couldn't make it perfect for the small business, and they will tell you what they really went through. But the idea is the governor was on their side. The governor wasn't leaning on business that was all already being pressured. The governor was there, and the governor is there now. He's a pro-business because pro-business means pro-job. It's not about pro-CEO. It's not about the lofty towers of corporate wealth. It has to do with a job site humming with activity. People packing in there on time in the morning, earning their pay, and doing it again the next day reliably, uninterruptedly. That's the mission. Now, again, not perfect, but I don't know any other Republican that gets this. You can't be religiously anti-tax. It's government policy is not a religion. You have to use your judgment and say, hey, they're not paying anything. This guy's paying a ton. That gets fixed now.
It will be used to make a major cut in commercial rent tax.
It raises taxes on everyday people. It doesn't actually direct that money towards everyday people.
Now, do you hear the whiny, evasive sound? I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay. Why should I pay? I don't want to pay. That, just to translate what we're listening to. Why should it? How come this woman isn't saying, wow, when we saw that we weren't contributing, only earning, we wanted to put a stop to that. Where is this woman saying, we don't want a gravy train. We're not thieves. We're not looking to steal under the color of law. We're not scumbags that we don't want to contribute to the society that we're using. I don't hear any of that from her.
The money will first go towards Florida's unemployment trust fund, which has been depleted by the pandemic. Once that's replenished, the revenue
will... You know, even that, I would love to just see the rest of the reporting. Because there's been a flood of money coming towards states for exactly that. So I don't know if I believe that one little data point. I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm saying I don't know about that part. Easy, squeezy, lemon peasy. Check that out. Poor little states haven't gotten any money from the federal government for things like unemployment. Okay, I hear you. I heard the words. Not signing off exactly yet, but let me break on time. Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio, unfiltered, unafraid. Look, here it is. Wow. A moment of government actually working. And who is behind all of this? Could it really be a governor? The governor of Florida, a Florida man, if you will, doing the right thing? I really want to believe this. I like what I'm seeing. Love to hear from you. If I'm missing anything here, if my analysis is absent any point of view or data that you think is relevant, hey, you know, he's going on and on. He didn't mention this. Ed didn't bring this up. You bring it up three times. I'd love to be corrected. If I'm wrong here, I would love to be corrected. I don't want this, but the truth is I am enjoying that a Republican governor who people were laughing at a year ago is succeeding, is odds on to run for president, and really smart in guarding the working class, guarding the business class, the most important class, the business class, the most important class, much more important than the social class, government class. If we ain't government class, we can rebuild that. You lose business, you have no tax money for those government types. All right, 321-339-1055.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
The Shannon Burke Show.
So you want to start beef? Don't mess with a guy that hasn't slept very much and works way too hard. We all want your job, Justin. We're all jealous. We're jealous you get to get drunk in the afternoon anytime you want to and get paid for it.
Tonight, local radio host Jeff Adams gunned down in the parking lot by an angry lawyer. A Maserati drive-by shooting.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during Prime PM Drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit FloridaManRadio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Baba, did you sunbathe with your mask on again?
Oh, no. I should have gone to Gatorland. When it comes to fun in the sun, you can't beat all the amazing animals, shows, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Plus, Florida residents get in for $14.99 through the end of April. Visit Gatorland.com.
If you've been injured on the job and are not receiving the benefits you're entitled to, call me, Glenn Levine, at the Law Offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733, and take back control of your life.
Office in Orlando.
Spring can sometimes mean hailstorms. Did you know most roof damage due to non-hurricane events like hail come without hefty out-of-pocket deductibles?
Visit KarmaRoofing.com or call me, Anoop Naeem, at Karma Roofing and Restoration. It'll ring right to my cell phone.
Karma can handle repairs and re-roofs as well as replacing, installing garage doors, windows, gutters, or screen enclosures, and anything on the inside of your home, too. Kitchen and bath remodels, flooring, and total rehabs. Call 407-860-3498. KarmaRoofing.com. CC number 132-821.
Hey, it's Jeff Adams from the Shannon Burke Show. Four Seasons AC has a COVID-19 killer. Yeah, you heard me, a COVID-19 killer. It kills the viruses right on the surface. 93% are dead after 3 hours, 98% after 6 hours. That's pretty incredible. If you want to find out more information, give them a call today at 407-295-9231. That's 407-295-9231 or at 4acnow.com. 4acnow.com. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
Hey, homeowners. Yeah, you. Being a homeowner is exciting, isn't it? You know what's not exciting? Electric bills in Florida during the summer. Unless you go solar with IQ Power Solar. What's stopping you? You are paying monthly anyway, so you can either keep wasting money every month on the electric bill, or you can invest in your home and pay a little bit less every month while you work toward owning your solar. High government incentives and super low interest rates won't last long. Now is the time to go solar. Call IQ Power Solar at 407-585-1018 or visit IQPowerSolar.com. Licensed and insured.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Come on, everybody.
Has signed another bill into law. This one will require out-of-state businesses to collect sales tax on online purchases made by Floridians. The proposal is something Florida business groups have lobbied in favor of in the past, but it's getting mixed reaction. Mark Lehman reports.
Oh my God, I love this. Collection. I love that it gets mixed reviews.
Right.
Isn't that great? Mixed reviews on leveling the playing field. And then the arguments, I love this. We should be special. The other guy should pay. We shouldn't pay. What? Because we never have paid. And we don't want to pay. Did you ask us if we want to pay? We don't want to pay.
Ready. Collect Florida sales tax. It's something expected to produce an estimated $1 billion a year.
$1 billion? You know, $100 million here, $100 million there. You're talking about real frickin' money.
The only way we can hire if there's an environment here for us to grow.
Earlier this month, lawmakers debated Senate Bill 50, now signed into law by Governor DeSantis late last night. The plan calls for online out-of-state retailers to do what in-state businesses do already, collect Florida sales tax. It's something expected to
produce... Two businesses side by side. You pay that Florida sales tax? Nah, what are you kidding? Nah, not yet. They're coming after us, and we haven't paid it yet. Damn! We're paying a crap load of that. We got a bunch of Florida customers. We are paying a lot of... Well, not us. And we'll see how it goes. You ought to be in the hooskow right now.
An estimated $1 billion a year in state revenue.
What this simply does is to alleviate the burden of our small businesses.
What I like about that argument right there, that's from the floor of the debate on the bill. What I love hearing there, I don't know if you can pick it up on the air. I'm cheating. I'm using a television when I play that. I'm playing that stuff back to you on a TV feed. So when you hear it, do you hear the age in the voice of the argument? Do you hear that's a young elected representative? That is a business-minded young representative. Most of these old fossils that you get in state legislatures, most of them are never going to have that perspective. Now, should there be optimism about that? I think it's optimistic because the old, what do you call them, machine politician, right? The old school corrupt politician. That's how these things are normally dealt with. It's behind the scenes in the cloakroom. But who's leading the charge for fairness? Not some 75-year-old leftover, but the future. The future now. So ask yourself, are they finally getting the message? You got to make the money. It's about business. You can't do any social policy until you make it fair for business people. And the better the business in your state, the better the standard of living in your state, the better the median household income in your state. Now, are any other Republicans around the country, anywhere in the party, are they going to stand up and go, this is who we are? People have us tagged as every tax is bad. And in fact, this tax may be bad, but it's going to be on everyone. It is not going to be on one business and not on the other. That is the key to governing people without riots. You don't want capital riots. You don't want people hating on, despising their government apparatus. This is how to govern. This is governing, the verb, not the noun, government. That sucks. Government suck. Governing, good.
The money will first go towards Florida's unemployment trust fund, which has been depleted by the pandemic.
You know, if I have $1 billion, that is not where I'd put it. There is no way you get a brand new billion and it goes down that rat hole. Sorry. The money that is being collected now should promote better business, i.e. Melbourne and that hypersonic jet company that is incredible. That is huge progress. That is a big accomplishment. This is how you set up a level playing field.
Once that's replenished, the revenue will be used to make a major cut in commercial rent tax.
It raises taxes on everyday people.
Now, do you hear this? Do you hear the whiny refrain?
It doesn't actually direct that money towards everyday people.
Now, does she have anything to say about where it goes? That's not the question. The question is, you owe it. Never mind what we're, and we don't have to please you. You owe it. Do you get it? You just owe it. No input necessary. Recommendations, don't give them. Don't even say, we're not having a conversation with you. It's a collection. It's not, hi, how you doing? We know how you're doing. You've been getting away with murder. This is the law that puts your corrupt behavior to an end. Why should somebody pay next door to you and you don't pay? You're gonna pay.
State Representative Anna Eskamani says the new law is something that's further taxing consumers.
This is it. How did you guess it was the little communist? It's the little socialist over there. You know, I just came from getting my hair done. How do you like my makeup? I don't like how this law thing is going. Give me a break. Give me a break, honey bunch. Honeydew Melon?
To benefit large corporations.
That money is being redirected.
That money? What do you know about money? What money have you ever earned? Who are you to talk about money? What money? The money that's yours? What money that you contribute? No, you're trying to get control of somebody else's money. It's not yours. You have nothing to say about this, and your little preferences on what it gets spent on are the least important item for discussion, honey bunch.
To business tax breaks.
Do you hear it? Do you hear the contempt that she has for a lawful way of earning a living? She would rather give you your money out of the government. She despises business. Don't they all? This is the Orlando version of AOC. Another nut job, knows nothing about business. I never see these people congratulate businesses for hiring. When do they ever visit? You see, Alexandria Cortez, she's the one that stopped Amazon from coming to New York. You want to talk about political retardation right there. Mongoloids could have done that decision better. But that's the view of the socialist. It is kind of a mongoloid, mentally retarded view. It is incapable. It's too small, the thinking. It's a disability. It's a, you don't want to use the old term, birth defect. That's a little bit harsh, but it's an innate disability, born without the ability to understand, but born with a big freaking mouth. Oh my God, does the media love a woman with lipstick close up to be screaming about something liberal? So she's your Florida gal. You got your AOC and grandma out in California there. Maxine Waters just as soon have a race riot. Boy, she's a little bit extreme, but that's grandma. Yeah, she's like 150 years old. Who knows if that's not even, you know, dementia and she thinks she's back in the 1950s. Who knows what's going on there? But little Anna Escamante, listen to this. Huh? You can't. What do you know about business? What do you know about business owners? What do you know about operating business? What do you know about business fairness? What do you know about the operation of this bill for business people? What do you know?
It raises taxes on everyday people. It doesn't actually direct that money towards everyday people.
Now, do you think somebody who's got an internet business should not pay tax? She doesn't think they should pay tax. She doesn't want internet businesses paying tax. Imagine. Imagine a Democrat not wanting taxes to be paid. That's what you're listening to. That's how corrupt they are. That's how filthy and disgusting their hypocrisy is. I'm sure deep down, if you gave them sodium pentothal, they're going to tell you they're good people. You know, we know otherwise. We judge not on how they wish they were seen. We judge them on what they do. So, you know, stand and be judged. Listen for our judgment. When we say you suck, hear it. Ask yourself, why do they think I suck? Why do they, the voters, the people who run the businesses, why do they think I suck? They do.
Everyday people.
State Representative Anna Escamani says the new law is something that's further taxing consumers to benefit large corporations.
Now, do you even believe a Democrat would try to protect someone from paying tax? This girl, like all the little socialists, are going to circle any time business does the right thing. They will be there. But just remember how they sound. When you think about the opposition, just remember how the opposition sounds. Say, what did the opposition actually say about us? What do they not
to
like?
Produce an estimated $1 billion a year in state revenue.
What this simply does is alleviate the burden of our small businesses.
The money will first go towards Florida's unemployment trust fund, which has been depleted by the pandemic. Once that's replenished, the revenue will be used to make a major cut in commercial rent tax.
It raises taxes on everyday people.
You know, right there, she's supposed to be the champion of the bottom of the barrel. Well, if you're going to reduce rent taxes, you should actually be in favor of that for your renters that you say you represent.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
Florida Man is everywhere. In your car, turn it on your radio. In the office, listen online at floridamanradio.com. In the house, tell Alexa to play Florida Man Radio. Going for a jog? Download the free Florida Man Radio app. There's no reason to miss any of your favorites, like the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Justin Clark Show, the Ed Till Show, or the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio is taking over. Be part of the movement now. Florida Man Radio. April's Veteran of the Month from Florida Man Radio.
Attention, Florida Man Radio. My name is Cameron Lucas of Umatilla, and I'm a United States Army veteran. I was nominated to be Florida Man Radio Veteran of the Month. I spent 8 years in the United States Army attached to the 82nd Airborne Division. I started my own HVAC business, and I now volunteer in my local community to help out veterans who cannot afford AC work. Thank you, Florida Man Radio, for supporting veterans.
Thank you to all the vets and active military serving our country. Powered by TrueLeave.com.
Hey there, it's Justin Clark from the Justin Clark Show, weekdays 10 until noon, introducing you to my go-to criminal defense guru. It is Jeff Higgins at OrlandoDefense.com.
Thanks, Justin.
He'll be jumping in anytime we have high-profile cases that I sure hope I'm not wrapped up in the news here locally or anywhere throughout the state, always doing what we can to get you the best inside information.
And if you or someone you love ever gets into trouble and needs my help, reach out anytime at OrlandoDefense.com.
This water leak has caused so much damage to our home. What are we going to do?
We need to call PuroClean of Longwood. Diego and his team specialize in helping homeowners like us recover from water damage, fire, mold, whatever we need. They'll work with us and our insurance company to make sure that we're taken care of.
If you're dealing with property damage like this, contact PuroClean at 407-961-7474. That's 407-961-7474.
If you've been involved in a slip and fall accident and are not sure what to do, call me, Glenn Levine, at the Law Offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And take back control of your life.
Office in Orlando.
Hey guys, news flash. Having a hairy nutsack is no longer in style. Hey, it's Shannon Burke, and Manscaped has hooked me and my boys up with their perfect package 3.0 kit. Right now, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. You heard me. 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Guys, trim your junk safely. And for God's sakes, use a different trimmer for your face. I use it, I love it, and so will you and your woman. 20% off with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40. One more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I want to tell you about the coolest cat I know.
Yeah. After a video surfaced on TMZ.com showing the singer using a racial slur while appearing to be intoxicated, the singer faced an intense backlash immediately, with his music being pulled from radio stations throughout the country and with his music being removed from popular playlists on both Spotify and Apple Music.
You got it. So we have an update today on Morgan Wallen. Now, you know, if you already know how big this guy is and how much music he's selling, that this has been quite a saga. Take it back to when he committed his faux pas. We have a recount of that. So I guess, what, a couple, 3 months ago, a video surfaces on TMZ.
Country music artist Morgan Wallen hasn't been heard from much since early February, after a video surfaced on TMZ.com showing the singer using a racial slur while appearing
now,
to be...
This is the thing. I don't think this report includes the video itself. So it needs to be. To have fair reporting on a guy who is the biggest selling country artist far and away right now. Bigger than Taylor Swift, even. Bigger than my other buddy there with the tattoos on his face, Post Malone. This guy is rolling incredibly popularity over his music. Then, this thing they caught him doing.
Be intoxicated. The singer faced an intense backlash immediately with his music being pulled from...
They're not gonna even give him the respect. They don't even respect you enough. They say, here's what he did. We could bleep out a word here or there, but we would at least want you to know what he did. He's on a balcony in the middle of the night. He's drinking and carousing with his friends. And he, like a lot of us do, we use faux anger at your friend. You say something over the top, they laugh. They say something over the top at you. You're drinking, you're carousing. So he used the N-word, calling a dude a pussy. All right, even that word is a little bit much for this time, but okay. Calling the guy out for being a puss, and he uses the adjective version of the N-word. He's yelling in a parking lot while drinking. Okay. For this being caught on TMZ, every part of his career is shut down except his fans.
From radio stations throughout the country, and with his music being removed from popular playlists on both Spotify and Apple Music.
And we complained yesterday, because it was announced at the time, that he would be ineligible for any professional awards. The American Country Music Association gathered. This guy, not mentioned, and he's outselling everybody on that stage.
Since then, Morgan Wallen's Dangerous the Double album has broken records, sitting at number one for 10 consecutive weeks.
Can we let that sink in? During the spanking, he was publicly spanked, right? He was told in public, you're wrong, you're terrible, what you did is not forgivable. He apologized right away. He apologized sincerely. He said, look, yeah, there's no excuse for what I said. It was a horrible thing, but I was drunk, I was carousing, I'm truly sorry that it happened. What else would you need to hear? Why isn't that enough in a free country? In a country of redemption and forgiveness for some people, why wasn't he applauded for recognizing what he did, taking the right position, and now setting the right example? They didn't want any of that from him.
Music. Since then, Morgan Wallen's Dangerous the Double album has broken records, sitting at number one for 10 consecutive weeks. Based on the backlash he faced, it was unclear when Morgan would resurface.
Now, if the backlash, if the reaction to punishing him were approved of by the, if the public are like, good, he got out of line, you should give him a good sanction, that's what he needs. We don't, if the public felt that way, would his music sales be skyrocketing? Or do you think there are some people who say, you know, I like this kid, I'm going to get out there and buy his album to show these bums that they shouldn't be silencing him? He apologized, let's move on. Why is he being punished beyond the apology for one word, two syllables in the middle of the night while he was drunk? Sounds way out of whack.
But fans looking forward to a comeback likely won't have to wait too much longer, as Morgan says he plans to return sooner than later. Morgan wrote a heartfelt handwritten letter to his fans thanking them for their support and single-handedly making the album go number one.
Now, this is what the news is. When he was in trouble and he was being pious about his bad behavior, he went along with all the punishments. And all the punishments were meant to signal to the public, big deal, big deal, super big deal. So now that he saw what you and I saw the other night, I watched that American Country Music Award thing. I tried to rationalize, and then I got furious about it. I said, Jesus, it's still this way. It's always been this way. It's a clique. The reason the public loves him is he doesn't hang with this. He doesn't need this. He doesn't need to be accepted by some country club. He already cares about his audience. He gets to them. He moves them. He creates exactly what they want. So he took an earful the other night. I'm sure there was a lot of commentary in his area where he lives, like we did here. Noticing he should have been there, noticing all the good faith that he put out, and he was still in absentia. It was like the Soviet Union in the old days, disappearing people. We disapprove of you, so therefore, no matter how many records you sell, no matter how many people know the lyrics to your songs, no matter how many people say they love you and they play your music all day, we don't care about them. We're the industry, and we're going to discipline you. So I think he thought about that. Today is Tuesday, so he had a chance to sink in. He had a Monday morning, he had an all-day Monday, and I think it hit him, hey, 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 what am I pleading guilty to here? Why am I cooperating with all the people that are turned on me? These people are the enemies of my success. They are besmirching me, and my fans, no, it's not true. The fans got through to him. He's got to show up for the fans. He was willing to stay off the stage for a while. But I think he's heard. He's heard the fans. They want you. They really don't care that other people are offended by you. And maybe they like you even more now. Maybe that's the essence of being a country singer. Maybe that's what every blues rock singer, every songster out there, maybe that's what they're saying. I'm with you. The people we love who create this stuff make us feel like I'm with you. I'm not with them. They are against us, but I'm with you. So I love how brilliant this kid is. He knew that this was not a legit prosecution of him. And when he saw the hypocrisy on Sunday, they're all excited about their industry. Your show was poisoned. Your industry is poisoned. You're not playing the number one country artist. What kind of country station are you? What kind of country label are you? This is maybe a little rough around the edges. This is the best there is right now. He's dominant. He's not just good. He's dominant during the controversy. He remains number one, not for a week or two, 10 weeks. And Swift put out music since then. The other one, Eilish, is putting out music in spite of all the little pop stars, which I think can be good. I'm not against them. But I'm with this guy all the way, kicking open every door. Now, go on offense, man. Start punching people out. Start breaking windows, kicking doors open. You tell them, say, you had no right to keep me out of here. You had no right to separate me from my fans. A ton of his fans would have loved to enjoy the ACM Awards on Sunday. They would have been proud as punch. Didn't Walter Mondale pass away today? Him and Hubert Humphrey had that expression, proud as punch. But he would have been. He would have been so proud that his fans and the Country Music Award even all won. All one big happy family caring about the listener.
Come on, everybody.
Caring about the country music fan. How can an industry turn on its fans? The fans love him. What are you doing? Punishing him. You should be bringing his redemption to the stage and celebrating it, brother. Oh, my God. 3 hours just whips by. It's incredible. All right. Stay tuned. The best damn show, the Shannon Burke Show, coming up next. I'll be visiting with them at 6 o'clock on the air. Well, in the third hour of the show, could be the 5 o'clock hour in the Central Time Zone. Download the Florida Man Radio app. It's Bubba the Love Sponge all morning. Justin Clark after that. Ed Till after Justin into Shannon Burke. And we do it all again tomorrow.
This is the Ed Till Show.
I'm News 6 anchor Justin Warmoth. Here are your Tuesday headlines. The vaccination site at Valencia College's West Campus is offering first doses of the Pfizer vaccine again after the suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine last week. The site had to pause this morning because of bad weather. Organizers say they have enough supply to hand out 3,000 first doses a day. Governor DeSantis has signed another bill into law. This one calls for online, out-of-state retailers to do what in-state businesses already do, and that is collect Florida sales tax. It's expected to produce an estimated $1 billion a year in state revenue. That money will initially go towards Florida's unemployment trust fund, which has been depleted during the pandemic. And Flagler is the latest school district to get rid of the hybrid remote learning option this fall. Just like Lake, Osceola, and Volusia counties, parents will have to choose between in-person learning or Flagler's virtual school program. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com. Take care.